What's poppin'? It's Tuesday with the Drew and Mike Show, and we're back to a full studio. Trudy's here.
Hey.
Joey, Mark, Brandon. And I'm glad we have a big crowd because there isn't, it's not the busiest day in the world. So I'm not even sure.
What a lovely day it is, though, outside.
It is beautiful.
It's nice.
I know. Mesa's busy as hell.
Really?
Yeah, Mesa was crazy busy.
Sounds delicious. I mean, interesting.
Matt keeps very close track. I turn my brain off when I'm involved with anything with Matt. I don't have to worry because he is way ahead of me. But Cinco de Mayo is almost here. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak is the place to celebrate the Mexican Army's defeat of the French Empire, period. Player Dave, period. They're doing it for 3 days. This is not to take advantage of a holiday. This is because they're so excited about Cinco de Mayo, and it comes on Sunday, so why not the 3rd, 4th, and 5th? Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. Get the Drew and Mike discount, 10% off. Yeah. And we have a couple things. I've got a cash offer. If somebody wants to pay cash for my house.
Cool.
So Brandon called, and she's going to take our call at 4:30, I guess. I got to inform her about a few things, like does she have any idea that the house loses power all the time?
Is a total dump? Has a Science of the Lambs room?
I don't think they're... I want to be complete with disclosure, so make any notes you feel that she should know, and we'll see what she comes up with. I think the people at Zillow...
What?
Oh, I was going to say it's in an interconnectivity dead zone.
Oh, that's right. It's a Faraday cage.
Yeah. Thank you. That's got to be disclosed.
He's writing it down.
By the way, that was not disclosed to me.
I know. That's huge.
The guy who left me a piece of the Silverdome roof.
Allegedly. We don't know if it is.
He thinks he's going to take my Silverdome seats in exchange in the worst trade possibly ever. He did not. There was no disclosure about the Wi-Fi sucking. Or the power going out all the time.
So somebody who is kind of old and doesn't have any social media chops would want this.
Yeah.
Just got to steer them to that.
I guess so. I don't know. Zillow says 330.
My father says everything's negotiable.
$330,000? I wouldn't pay $330,000 for two of this house.
For two of this house?
I wouldn't.
This house.
It's a joke.
Well, Facebook Live.
What if they do?
It smells like cat feces.
No, it does.
It does not.
Like it smells feces. A little like Mag sometimes.
Oh, a lot like Mag.
Not a lot.
It's not his fault. He's got a condition.
It's got a stinky dog in the house.
You know,
I love Mag.
Well, the
Mags.
Dog doesn't come with the house.
No, the dog will be gone. No, you're not keeping Mags. That's not part of the deal. Not negotiable. Why do I love my dog so much? I was thinking about that this morning. They never talk to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
They communicate.
Dogs.
I know. I think I'm over invested in my dogs. Because we've never spoken before, and I keep going, God, if they could ever speak, I'd be so excited. But I know what they'd say. Hey, any more treats? I mean, really.
I've always wondered that too.
What are they gonna say if they talk? They're not gonna say, hey, I'm really worried about you.
Why would Mag say that?
Mags and Layla.
Didn't like going down the stairs on his own.
No.
Yeah.
He's getting a ride almost all the time now. Layla is demanding a ride, too.
Because she sees him doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mags would probably bitch about the two-a-days that she's doing now.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
He was pretty cool, though. Oh, I got these new chicken pot pie treats.
Ooh.
Mags is nuts for him.
Really? Let's see one. Go
crazy.
Get one.
That sounds delicious.
He doesn't
see him go nuts for it.
He doesn't need an extra one.
What? Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Why not?
Treats.
What a mean owner.
He's gone. Well, actually, we've gone through these pretty quickly, to be honest.
well, who's giving them to him? It's savory and delicious.
It's the only treat that they'll eat right now because I got these. I got four kinds of treats, which usually lasts a long time, but they were so nuts about the chicken pot pie, I just kept giving them chicken pot pie instead of rotating.
If Mags could talk.
Oh, man. This is going to make a primo dump later on.
He might say that.
That's what we need. We need a hashtag, if Mags could talk.
Look at his face.
He's all perked up because you're talking about him. And he can tell.
Oh.
Brandon, tweet that out. If Mags, hashtag if Mags could talk. Caption it.
Speaking of Mags, that reminds me, this morning I had a really odd thought because I got in the car to go get hot and my neighbor drove by me, but he drives forward by me. He backs his car into the driveway every night when he comes home.
That side, yeah. Mike. He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike's cool. So I was thinking, why do people do that? Why do some people do that and some people don't? Like, I don't.
I love backing my car into the garage. You don't, I love you it. Like it's a, it. I don't always do it, but a lot of times I'll back it into the garage.
Well, I've thought about it many times when I see Mike get in his car and take off. It's like,
what's fun about it?
Is Mike Batman or something?
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of the night, does he have to hurry out? I mean, what's the deal?
That's exactly the deal. It's fun. It's fun to do that. Plus, there's a challenge of backing it in.
Yeah,
when you have the time.
But I do feel like it says something about the person, like, I gotta go. I got stuff to do. Get out of my way.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, I'm like, that's awesome. Is anybody coming? I can't see very well.
No, Zeus is an expert at that. He backs a car into a garage with another car in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a challenge.
Like a stuntman. You know?
I like to say that I'm instrument rated because I do it just by looking at the little camera. And all the little beeps and stuff.
Right?
I don't want to look outside the car.
Tell you what, the camera can be dangerous, though, because some people, they don't look at the, sides.
Well, I told you before.
I was looking at the camera.
I had a car, this is before cameras, and I was backing it into my parents' garage, and I had the door open, so when I hit the gas, the door opened, cut the side of the garage, and then flipped it all the way around.
Oh!
Oops. Oops.
Dope.
It happens.
I've ripped side view mirrors off all the time. Mm.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, the mirror business, that'd be a great business to be in, wouldn't it? Jeez. My bookie still wants you. Hey, it's baseball season now. And in fact, go to my bookie and get the 50% bonus. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer at mybookie.ag. That's promo code Drew, mybookie.ag.
My bookie, by the way, so we lost that bet last night.
I know. But
the most invested we've ever been in a female sport, I think, ever.
It was fun. I was yelling at the television. I wanted Baylor to beat Notre Dame so bad because I hate the Notre Dame coach so much because she won't hire a man.
And Baylor has
never won. Never hire a man again, ever.
Baylor has one male assistant coach, which is clearly the difference in them winning the national championship.
Apparently.
One
on
point.
Now.
What?
She can't do that.
Yes, she can. She said she's doing it. She says she's never going to hire a man because it's a man's world. And
Everybody's under the equal opportunity umbrella, aren't they? You have to give everybody a chance at the job, don't you?
This is a man's world!
I thought it was a little hypocritical myself for someone who seems to be worried about equality. And also...
That's interesting, though. It is a private university. I don't know. Does those rules apply?
Well, doesn't it bear pointing out, though, for someone to say, men run the world! I mean, that was the bitchiest little press conference she had. Men run the world! And this is someone at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And she, Notre Dame, really? A Catholic school?
Yeah. How many
she's worried about men running her basketball team?
And where are all your female priests?
And
your female board members?
She doesn't pick your battles.
She doesn't seem to object to Title IX either, which gives her equal financial resources as the men's team, which raises all the money. Her little charity program, she doesn't seem to turn down the charity for men's basketball, but just saying.
It's crazy. But they lost.
They lost. I know.
Because of the guy.
I was so happy. I don't know. She made me so mad. She got me into the game. And we made a bet, too. That was the mistake. I should have just rooted. Just rooted for Baylor.
Although I'm proud to say, in about 10 minutes today, Brandon and I, we earned that money back and then some playing blackjack on my bookie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Seriously. Mark got hot.
I got really hot for a while.
No way.
And I said, I'm either going to stop it if I lose this much or stop if I win this much or by 215. I hit what I needed to hit, and I was done.
What happened? What'd you make? How far up are you?
Well, I made back what we lost yesterday on that bet.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there were losses.
Well, I just wanted to make – I was chasing.
Hey, chasing, exactly. Matt Riley's doing some chasing because, well, I'll tell you about this in a second. It was funny. We went to get hotter today. And Matt was really grousing about his weekend because he got, I'll explain in a second.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Absolutely. There's a new radio station at 106.7. It's called 106.7 WLLZ, Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah.
The new generation of classic rock, and they play AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ozzy, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen.
Squire.
They do play Billy Squire.
I didn't.
And there are people that like Billy Squire. I hate to admit it, but it's true. My brother asked me, do they play old Metallica? He loves old Metallica. And Trudy said,
yes, okay. Absolutely.
And there may be a major announcement.
Hey, if you've got a hole, she's filling it.
I'm going to fill you up.
She's going to fill you up while Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3, is on LLG.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
Could be in a major announcement from WLZ.
That's crazy.
Oh, really?
Heads up. Just saying. Heads up.
Hey, you know what? Somebody said that I didn't know there had been a blackout on the Scorpions, but everybody claims that they never hear the Scorpions. Anywhere else, and we play the Scorps.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
interesting.
Well, I always feel like with the rock stations, because you have the two stations that were just had it all to themselves.
I know.
And then somebody else comes along.
They had a rockopoly.
They did. And we always had somebody at least nipping at our heels from the Bear and Ted Nugent.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then there was the D. And, you know, there were people who sort of were partially in the format. And I always thought it'd be the way to go would be to find music that people really like that other people aren't playing. So maybe the Scorpions, maybe that's one.
Sure, yeah.
But what do I know? So anyway, Matt wanted to bet on Michigan State, and he wanted to bet on the Virginia-Auburn game. And, you know, if you pick the winners for both games, you get points. It's a parlay, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he and
you can buy points, but yeah.
He and Nodge bet on...
Of course.
Yeah, Nodge. Nodge likes to gamble a little bit. A lot. I mean, it's pretty much... He seems to be on his phone an awful lot, and it always seems to revolve around gambling. But anyway, no crime. He seems to hold it together. So they wanted to bet on Auburn, and they had points from also betting on Michigan by saying, I'm picking both winners. And they had 5 points.
Okay.
The spread was 6.
Oh.
It went to 6.5 right before the game. So Auburn lost by 1 point, and they were giving 1.5.
Oh.
So they lost that bet. Then they had MSU. Yeah. And then at halftime, they made a second half bet on MSU.
Oh, no. Oh, that sucks.
I know. It was a bloody weekend, but...
I might feel the pain tonight. I took Texas Tech money line parlayed with the over. It's a crazy bet. I think Texas Tech's going to win.
I like Texas Tech. I'm rooting for Virginia, though.
I am, too, until I made the bet.
I'm pissed at Vautech. They hired the guy from Wofford.
We're not happy.
I hope that works. If it doesn't work, I'm going to be pissed.
No one knows anything about the guy.
I know. It sounds like a loser.
Trudy, is he worth a shit?
What?
I don't know. Your opinion. You would have as much knowledge about him as I would.
Saying you hired the guy from Wofford just
doesn't
sound
zing.
Exciting.
Who the hell is that?
I know they won a game in the tournament this year.
Well, speak Kentucky.
The coach is 55, and one win in the tournament happened this year. I mean, they go, oh my God, he was so good this year. Well, the rest of them, they're 17 years or something as head coach.
His
record's 299 and 244 at Wofford. Whatever.
Albie dominates.
I know.
So play this back to you.
And I was thinking, you know, before I looked him up, I was thinking, maybe he's one of those really, you know, cool guy recruiter types that'll. And then I look at the picture, and it's a 55-year-old white guy.
Maybe they'll get all those white players you like.
So now I'm thinking, no, I don't want white players. I think, well, I don't want to get into that whole conversation again, but I was excited because two white guys were difference makers in a college basketball game at a very high level. And, you know, the one thing we didn't mention yesterday when we were talking about the, well, 77% of the NFL is black. College basketball was 59.6, I think.
Yeah.
Well, only 13% of the population is black. So that's out of that smaller pool. I mean, I don't know. I was listening back to it. I'm like, wait, are we really having an argument about whether blacks are better basketball players?
No,
are we really having that argument?
No.
Or were you just trying to minimize losses on the white side of the ledger?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. I don't even remember the conversation.
By the way, you brought up being left-handed, and I do root for lefties.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I don't like Tristan Thompson, because he's a traitor to the left-handed community.
Oh, is he lefty? That
he's
bums
a,
me
he's
out.
A lefty, but he switched his shot to right-handed because he couldn't make free throws.
Oh, that's right.
Dick.
And
he cheated on Chloe.
Hey, moratorium.
Very sad. No, that was broken.
Moratorium was broken. Moratorium is not broken. It's not been 60 days yet. But that's, that was funny enough to be worth it, in my opinion. Anyway, when I was a kid, as a left-handed person, I'm not trying to say that I've suffered discrimination.
We were marginalized by the white man.
We were marginalized by the right-handed people.
The right man.
Because I always wanted to play third base because Ron Santa was my favorite player for the Cubs. And it was lefties can't play third base. And eventually, as I thought about it more, but right-handed people play
first
base. How do they manage? It's different. Why is it different? It's the opposite side of that. What? There's no left-handed person that can play third base, shortstop, or second base. Or catcher.
That's what I was. Yeah.
I got a left-handed catcher's glove at one point.
I did too.
Did you?
I loved it.
Okay. It's
great.
So, I don't know.
How can right-handers be catchers when there's a left-handed batter?
I know.
That's like baseball when I was a kid.
Why is that
See how marginalized
standard?
We are, Trudy?
I feel sorry for you. I really do.
It's really tough.
But I also think that screws with your brain.
Using a butter knife.
Don't you have to have a left-handed?
I think they're all right-handed.
All the crummy scissors I've used in my life.
Sucks, yeah.
All the ink on my hands.
Oh, it's the worst.
No, go ahead.
Can't use a spiral notebook.
People don't realize how hard it is to be left-handed in this right-handed world.
Ned Flanders had the Leftorium.
Yeah.
He was ahead of his time.
Left-handed people, and it went out of business.
Well, that's a shame, because there aren't enough left-handed people. Okay, so... We got a call. I've got to tell this woman what's wrong with the house. I'm going to make the full disclosure coming up. We have somebody's getting badgered by the Social Security Administration.
Oh, yeah. We received this on the 20966 Boner line.
Security number by the Federal Crime and Investigation Department.
So we have to check
to
this
talk
out.
To you as soon as possible.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So
that sounds like serious.
Org.
I want to take care of that right after.
And we have Keith Hernandez's number.
Ah, Keith Hernandez is hitting on women on Twitter. I think he thought he was in direct message land.
Oh, yeah.
Had a very public conversation with a married woman and gave out the wrong phone number. So, yeah, we got a lot of work to do today. Anyway, here's what's going on. The Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. What's all the excitement about? Well, during Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details, surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Trudy, can you pull up Dr. Roche? And I'll mention that there's excitement going on at Zot Ford too. They're having was it the makeout for a makeout the longest for a vehicle?
Yeah, I mean, I think
to win a car.
I think the phrasing might be a little smoother than what you just.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's makeout for a Mustang. It's Mojo's big event. Man, there's controversy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Gabara was FaceTiming with me, which the first thing I want to say is I saw Tom. Tom was on the phone with Kathy.
Tom was on the phone.
Not with a client, but with making a personal call.
I'm actually surprised that he wasn't, you know, in his phone as opposed to on his phone. I'm pleased for him. That's good.
I said, that's nice. You guys can't get enough of each other after vacation.
I wonder what they were talking about. Why do I wonder?
Let's call him.
Speaking of Tom. Okay, no. Tom Masway is about to vampire time from the show. I get this email. Hey, Drew. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was from the parent or the child, and I say child with quotes because I don't know. It's like, can you help with an assignment? And it was a series of questions about the Beatles. And it was something related to a music class or something like that. So
no. These people don't have internet access?
Well, I kind of felt like, gee, this is six questions. I won't be able to just simply answer them. I'll have to take it seriously. It's the Beatles, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, I can't just, you know, I just thought this is work. So then today I get a text from Tom. This is so ridiculous.
That's bullshit.
Mess. He texts me and says, okay, here are the interview questions. It's a screenshot. Mm. Hey, Drew, do you have a few minutes to fill this out for a friend of mine? She needs this for a college class. Let me know if it's cool.
What?
Shit, yeah.
And I realized they're the same questions I got on email.
Oh, boy.
Kind of sort of blew off. And I said, well, what's my deadline? He says, tomorrow morning. Okay.
Fuck that shit.
I'm going to need a little while. I'm kind of busy. Thanks, buddy. I knew you could do it.
Got it.
No. Hey, don't bother. I know how busy you are.
I knew you could do it.
And then I said, I can't believe you're giving me homework. He says, you know I love you. I said, this is work I like, but still work. Am I doing someone's homework? And then a laughing emoji. It's from my buddy's daughter who goes to Oakland U. You didn't answer me. It's part of her homework. Yes. Hmm. I'm doing someone's homework. I'm like one of those people that Laura Lawton, yeah, Aunt Becky hired.
Except you're not even getting anything.
$15,000.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing for it. And the questions were, I mean, they were, it probably took me 20 minutes. I actually answered the questions seriously. I think somebody may accuse her of cheating because my answers are so good.
Yeah, plagiarism.
What
influence? I'm still amazed, though, that she can't use the internet for this, or am I missing
maybe
the point?
They're supposed to ask someone.
I see.
Butt out.
So like an interview. God damn you.
Right, but is it the same if she goes through, is there a circuit through Maz?
Why did Tom answer the question?
You know, that's a good question.
So doesn't she have to approach you?
She did.
No.
She did.
Oh, I see.
And I'm busy. Oh, what influences do you think the Beatles have on today's music industry? Mm. What style of music do you believe they had the most influence on?
Boy band.
No. What? No. They were not a boy band. They did not try to appeal to young girls. Oh, they played instruments.
Did they?
They wrote songs. Do you think the Beatles
cheeky
have an
sounds
impact?
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
I'm not straining at all.
You're getting pounded.
Do you think they had an impact on the numerous number of boy bands through the years?
Is that really the question?
Yeah, it was. And I said, no. They had no intention of being a boy band. They played instruments. Right. They wrote music. They expanded. They expanded the musical palette of rock and roll. They were not people.
How do you do, fellow kids?
They didn't dance together on stage. Do you think the Beatles are a large reason that the U.S. has so many top-selling British music artists?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. What artists today, if any, remind you of the Beatles?
Oh, what'd you say?
I said Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned Oasis and, I just answered the influence question, which, you know, there's so many people that say, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Oasis.
Who's the most derivative though of the band? It's gotta be Oasis.
Oasis. What do you think the Beatles have had? Why do you think the Beatles have had such an effect on American music culture? So that was a lot of work.
Maz.
Somebody's homework. You better get an A.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
I asked you about today whether you were excited about something, and you were like, no, I have time to be excited.
I don't. I'm running a network, damn it. By the way, there's a new No Filter Sports up talking Final Four.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Thank you. It's so breaking, I actually got ahead of the sounder. They're talking Final Four, bad calls, bad non-calls, and Michigan State basketball. And, of course, Tiger baseball's coming. Did they talk about baseball?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They hit on pretty much every one of the local teams. And, of course, Tigers are in first place right now. No one really saw that coming. But,
no.
I mean, is it sustainable? Hot arms, but cold bats? We'll see.
Do you see what they're doing for the Tigers game tomorrow?
What are they doing? Tom and I are going.
For the broadcast. You guys won't see this because you'll be there.
Okay. I'll record it.
They're doing a players-only broadcast version of it where Jack Morris, Gibby, Craig Monroe, Dan Pedrian, and special guests are going to be sitting around doing the players-only show.
You know, I like when people try something different.
Oh, yeah. It's outside of the box.
That sounds cool.
But I will
record it, actually.
What they're also going to do is they're going to utilize the video call center, which is widely used in other sectors of live television. It essentially eliminates a three-second delay. Transmitting communication allows Fox Sports Detroit to pull in players from around the country to add conversation and to the broadcast wherever they are.
Wait, they got five guys in there already.
Yeah, but there's supposed to be a bunch of guys talking about the game.
Well, we get the five players cozy first before we start bringing in. That could get too crowded. But I'm not green light thinking all the way.
I think it's going to be kind of cool.
I do too.
Especially, you know, if they're down 10-1 or something.
Well, hopefully it's a good game. And there's even more to talk about.
But it could get wacky if it's a blowout.
True. Trudy, what can you tell us about Dr. Roche?
Well, they got a BOGO. They have a buy one, get one free syringe, 1cc of Restylane. If you buy one syringe of Restylane, you get one syringe half off.
Did they call it a BOGO or did you call it a BOGO?
I got a BOGO. It's not a one for
it's
one.
Kind of a BOGO off, isn't it?
It's a BOGO half.
Buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one half.
Yeah, half off.
Ah, okay.
BOGO. Yeah.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Uh-huh. That's a $300 savings. And if you schedule your surgery, you receive one free syringe of Restylane, a $600 value, and a Diva package special.
Ooh.
Nice.
Hope Solo. The Hope Solo Memorial Special. So buy three treatments for $38.50.
And do you get the free G-Shot, too?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that's a $1,200 value in itself. Plus, it's really something that you can't put a price on, how it changes your life.
You're going to be getting off.
Your love life? Yeah.
No
so,
doubt.
All of those and much, much more if you call Dr. Gregory Roche. 248-338-1110.
248-1110. And then when you're done with Dr. Roche's office making your consult, call Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced and honored eye surgeon, to get set free from the annoyance and poor performance of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Those of you 50 or older will get the multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery. You can throw away your reading glasses, the need for which is a pain in the ass. And at that age, so many people have to deal with it. This summer, swim, play softball, read small print, do all the stuff that enhances your lifestyle without the burden and annoyance of old technologies. You don't have to sweat in your eyes and your glasses. And boy. Do what many Drew and Mike listeners have done. Call for a free evaluation. Call Dr. Yaldo. Get the Drew and Mike discount and see stuff like you did decades ago. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Do it. Get it done. Enjoy the best summer and the best vision of your life.
It's amazing how when Tom's not here, his non sequiturs can really throw us off because we're talking about the makeout for a Mustang, and we didn't even get to the exciting part that there's two girls making out.
I know, and they're pretty.
Shit, yeah.
Of course they are.
What does that mean?
I knew the making out thing would involve. I mean, because it's a spectator sport, so but it brings
that's,
more to the.
That's not even the most interesting couple there.
No, they're not. And not that they're not pretty, and we all are rooting for them in their world of. Well, I don't know what world they're in. They're just in the world of being in love.
They're making out. Who cares? We don't even. Maybe they're friends.
Yeah, who knows? It doesn't matter. Either way, it's great.
Trudy, you want to see a
better
picture
than being straight.
Yeah, let's see.
Because it's funny because Gabara had me on FaceTime and he took me around to like each couple and I felt like it was a human zoo because they can't move.
Not an invasion of privacy.
It is a total invasion.
It's no privacy.
And it's kind of a cluster bleep out there. There's all kinds of people. It's kind of a scene actually.
Oh.
Just pop in and take a look if you want. If you're in the neighborhood, I think they welcome visitors for
okay.
this. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's TV cameras and Mojo. Is Mojo there in the morning? Yeah.
Yes.
Or he was today. I don't know if he is tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, somebody from. The that
he
radio station
Mojo, girl.
Building was pretty empty this morning because everybody was there. Oh,
at iHeart.
Yeah. Okay. So I had it pictured.
Barely.
Yeah, they're cute. I had it pictured as them going for hours upon end. I don't know how much.
This is unbelievable. I asked them to do it and they wouldn't.
What?
You know, isn't that bullshit?
They got a strange request from a guy on a phone.
I know, some creep on FaceTime.
Can you?
Hey, let's see some tongue.
More tongue.
Could you hug a little closer?
Where are your hands going?
Just a little scissor action. Just a little.
Yeah, that's a slippery
slope. Take off her bra.
Scissor me timbers.
Open that mouth.
I told Gabara we could do beat off in a Bronco next year for the podcast. I don't know what that would entail.
I think that might tone down the crowd a little bit. Not sure about that one. But it would be interesting. People talk about it.
But there's a couple there.
You can't
in
sell
green
it after
light
that.
Thinking always.
There's a couple there, and this guy got busted because his girlfriend thought he was at work.
Oh, what?
Well, wait.
Turns out his
what was he kissing? A dude?
His other girlfriend.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of fun
no.
reading the comments on the story on the Facebook page for Mojo.
I started reading. Is that Mojo's page?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's hilarious because these super judgy people are in there, and doesn't the guy's mom pop in?
Yes, the guy's mom,
and
she gets attacked.
Well, this person keeps saying, you know, like he's a POS, he's a cheater. Period. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's just a POS. End of story. Well, okay, a lot of people do dumb things like that, and I don't think you can just blanketly say they're an a-hole. It's a little. It's
you mean
a little
there's
more
to a person?
I like to think that way. Yeah, maybe I'm being a little too open-minded here, But, you know, with this person going back and forth with his mom, well, it's his mom. Come on. You know, I'm sure she's not proud of the fact that he got busted doing that. But come on, give her some. I don't know, why are people so shitty on social media? It just makes me mad. You know, earlier today I found out somebody, sweet Ashley, who paid handsomely to charity to come and have a studio visit, and she's really very sweet person. Awesome. We had a hard time hooking up. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with her, and she's on our board because she said she's going to graduate by next May at the age of 36. Not judging Ashley. So we're going to call her. We put it on the board to call her and congratulate her. And she said her husband would be glad we were putting the heat on a little bit. And somebody is giving her a bunch of crap online.
Yeah.
I mean, really shitty comments. And she responded to it and said, you unblocked me or what'd she say?
Yeah, she must have been in a Twitter battle with this person before because she said, nice to see that you've unblocked me.
Yeah, and it's just a personal thing about her weight. And it's like, oh, come on, really? Yeah. I'm just so disappointed to hear that.
What a cheap shot. People are just the worst.
I think our audience is better than
that. And then looking at it.
I'd like to think.
I don't know if this guy's even a listener. I don't know what he is.
He follows us.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, Brandon said he did.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that? Well, Ashley's a sweetheart. Get off her ass. Jesus Christ.
That's not the spirit.
A good response.
We've got Ashley's back. Can we add people's back? We have. Can we add Ashley? Yeah,
wherever the list is.
The list is gone.
The list is gone. I don't even remember who are the other people. I know Dan Leach and Lily.
High School. Dan Leach.
Lily's.
Ashley.
Is it the principal there?
Lily.
The athletic director?
I think maybe both of them.
I'm going to remember. If anyone remembers anyone else's back that we have, we need to get back on the board.
Thank you, Trudy.
Ashley F, right?
Yes.
But do you want to read some of that Facebook?
I got to find it again. I mean, I think we surmised it pretty well.
Why don't we take care of this Social Security matter? This is serious business. what's the crime exactly, Brandon?
It's the Social Security Administration.
Okay, and they're calling, why?
Well, they're calling because there's something wrong with this listener's Social Security, and they're wanted for some reason.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait a minute. How can you be wanted by the... don't they just hand out checks? That's it?
No. I guess
that's their sole gig, right?
I'm into the post office in a while, but apparently the Social Security Administration has wanted posters up there, and this person's on it. Meanwhile, the Hall Financial Hotline opens up. Call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. Or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to refinance or if you want to finance. And we'll take money out of your house. We had 5 tips last week, according to the sheriff.
Nice.
Hello? Is this the Social Security office?
Wow, that was a boiler room.
Wow. What's a boiler room?
Sounds like they have a million giant fans going.
It's a boiler room in a shithole country.
I'm going to try it again.
Maybe we're outsourcing that. You never know.
Yeah, the IRS is outsourcing. I wouldn't be surprised.
They answered really fast, so heads up. I think they did. Hello? Yellow? Color yellow? No? Did they just hang up again?
Yeah, they're just hanging up right away.
What's Social Security? How can they be hanging up on people?
I don't know.
You're allegedly wanted, and then they hang up.
Paying their taxes.
You're
probably hearing the music and cutting it.
What?
It's your fault, Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true.
Hey, Colin.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Sound like they just picked up and hung up. Hello, Social Security.
Do they have officers? You know, like I don't know, like the Secret Service is in charge of certain kinds of money fraud. Maybe the Social Security Administration has.
It sounded very serious.
Yeah. Right.
Well, why don't we squeeze in a couple more calls? Because we've got to make the disclosure on my house and also Keith Hernandez. This conversation, this back and forth, is really funny because he's clearly hitting on the girl, and she seems to be flirting back. And he says, "I thought you were married." And she says, "My husband loves you too." I don't know what that meant exactly.
Wow.
Are we doing the home one first, or are we going to do which one? Do you want to do?
Wait, I thought there's just one number.
For you want to do Keith Hernandez first, or
yeah,
find out about your
Keith
home?
First.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Sure.
There's the Hernandez number.
I never saw how it ended. Did he just delete it?
Yeah. Oh, he deleted them all.
Isn't it amazing how people always get a screenshot?
Well, you could tell by reading those that it was going to be, you know, deleted. Let's see this.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
Oh, he already
Please
deleted
the
number?
And dial again.
What? He already canceled the number?
Get out of here. He got 1,200 calls. So,
what?
By the way, Keith, of course, was a former New York Met. Mr. Met flipped off a fan.
Again?
Did you see that? Oh, is he done before?
Well, yeah, Mr. Met's been in trouble lots of times.
It was on Barstool. I can't tell you how funny it looks to see this giant baseball head flip the bird.
Bird.
It's so funny. And his face, of course, is like.
Do you want to hear the tweet conversation between Keith and this lady?
Sure.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, social media, the messes people get themselves into.
Someone wrote, "I have your autograph already. Now I just got to get you on a yoga mat."
Huh?
Ellipses. On the yoga mat with you? That's intriguing, Susan.
Which, by the way, isn't that just the lamest thing to say? On the yoga mat with yoga mat. It's like he's just looking for that key word to hit on.
Yeah.
Yoga mat. yoga mat with you?
He could turn anything into sex
exactly.
Immediately.
So, ooh, tell him to send a dick pic. Girls love that. Especially when it comes out of nowhere with like zero context.
So Susan, that tweet got 2 likes, and then on the yoga mat with you, that's intriguing, Susan, got 8. To which she replied, "Let's do it." So Keith wrote, "Where are you?" Commack, New York, not far from you.
By the way, doesn't Carmack, New York just sound like...
Comack, yeah.
It just doesn't sound like someplace I want her to be from, if I'm Keith.
I want to look it up now.
I mean, is it named after Bob Carmack?
Comack, New York. Okay, and then, "I'm heading home at 6:30. Dinner at 7. When are you coming out to the Hamptons?"
He wants her to come to him?
I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, he's Keith Hernandez,
well,
man.
The Hamptons, I mean, if you're from Carmack, that sounds pretty hot. Hey, on the mat doing yoga with you in the Hamptons, yeah.
Whenever you invite me, meet an SH and go from there.
Where's
Wait,
SH?
Meet
what?
Meet an SH.
Trudy?
And go from there.
Southampton?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
"I thought you were married." That was Keith's response. "I am. My husband's in love with you, too."
Oh, boy.
Is it three-way, then?
Maybe.
What did
or
she
maybe he doesn't mind being cuckolded. I don't think she's serious. That's what's weird.
I wasn't sure what to make of that.
And then he replied, "Where do you stay in?" "Hamptons!" In all caps. I don't know why Hamptons is all caps.
Who would you rather nail?
He wants her to go there.
"Southampton College was the last time I stayed in the Hamptons," she wrote. "Then you'll have to come out."
See you.
"Indeed. I had a blast at a book signing in SH with you. I was the one that made the comment about Joe Buck." What's he going to remember? Remember every comment that
was
made?
Oh, my God. What an exciting comment that was. I was just scintillated by it.
Of course, he's not going to let her.
That's why I want to roll around on a yoga mat with you. It has nothing to do with the way you look.
He's probably thinking, "Oh, women like it when you remember things they say." So, of course, he tweets back, "I remember you." "Hey, why don't we text? Wait. Social media has me leery. Here's my cell phone number."
Has me leery.
And of course, that got 4 likes and then 9 replies. Nothing got any other replies, and that one got 9. That was the
and
end
And he
of
didn't
it.
Realize it was.
Okay.
Oh.
And her, this, what, did you look at her little Twitter picture? Yeah, that's Keith.
That's what he looks like now? Why? Yeah. Why is his head bigger on the bottom than it is on the top?
No, it is. His head is. He needs to be in a vise. He needs to put him in a vise and squeeze it.
The last time Keith Hernandez popped up, it was the thing. Didn't he say something about San Francisco and he got shit for
it?
Yeah,
he said something about it was a gay joke. It was really dumb.
I know.
He,
but
he sounds really trite, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds like a simpleton.
That was during the World Series too.
That's right.
Great player.
Susan. Ugh. Well, didn't he have the, wasn't he involved in the cocaine thing?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
This is serious. How about if Pooh shows up right now and be like, hey, Key, let me give you one of this. Will you allow him to?
I'm from San Francisco, bro.
Ortiz went to give him a kiss and he said, I'm not from San Francisco, bro.
Bro.
Oh, boy. He's got a porn mustache, too.
Oh, he always does. That's his calling card.
Always is.
Who else is going to remember him?
Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Keith.
Did anyone look at the little Twitter picture of the woman, by the way? Because I saw her name in there.
Her tweet, she's taking it down.
What?
So, yeah.
She took her whole account down?
Yeah.
We can't expand her picture now?
Let me see if she's, I'm sure she's not scrubbed off the internet, so it could be elsewhere.
Let's see if she's on Facebook.
See if we can find her in a yoga mat.
She's got a
back. Oh, there she is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's back up.
Twitter, wait.
By the way, her Twitter profile picture is with Keith Hernandez.
At the signing?
Her bio is professional portrait photographer, yoga, meditator, LGBT advocacy, mindful and meditation. I am the Rainbow Warrior, bisexual femme.
Whoa.
Hey. Wow. So maybe her husband was into Keith.
Let me see the photo.
Right here.
He's got it. Oh, that's a nice one, too. She's not bad.
Well, Keith Hernandez wanted to roll around on a yoga mat with her. Of course she's not bad. Yeah, she's
good enough for Keith.
Pretty cute.
That's a really great stance. Look how many power lines are around.
I know. She's going to trim this tree up, too.
Feel bad
for her. It's going to be a storm. She's going to lose power.
Wait.
You know what? Why don't you add a privacy fence while you're at it?
Yeah.
I don't want to see your neighbor's yard. Gross.
Is that her?
Yeah.
She doesn't look as hot there.
No. What kind of psycho doesn't have a privacy fence?
She posts pictures of Keith Hernandez all the time.
What? My God, she is into him.
I think she's a stalker.
Yeah, but Keith's cool with it.
As long as they roll around in the yoga. Whoa, Brandon. What's that green thing?
Well, that's a GIF of Jennifer Lawrence spitting coffee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was her.
She had a really good tweet 2 hours ago. When is the saying my bad going away? How many likes? How many likes do you think that got?
3.
1. And it's from Keith Hernandez.
Whoa, look at that picture.
Yeah, here's her rack.
Jeez.
I don't know. She's sometimes okay. Sometimes she's not so great.
No, she looks cute there. She's pretty. She's absolutely pretty.
No, she's not bad at all.
You know, she's not 20, but she's got a very, very attractive.
Also, big fan of Gary Carter.
And Gary Carter's not going to bang her on the yoga mat.
She's totally bi.
That's right. She is.
She's totally bi. She's
done marches. Great rack. Great rack.
She looks pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is opening day. She went out for opening day for the Mets.
Okay.
Really? Got hammered.
Yeah. She's in a robe.
Oh.
Oh, there she's on a yoga mat on Citi Field's field. What is she doing on the field?
I feel like Keith Hernandez is there.
Oh, she's
smoking
vaping.
A doobie.
Yeah, getting high.
Ooh, wow, what a party
suit
chick.
Shot.
Man, I think she's perfect for Keith.
Keith.
Oh, listen to this tweet. Making egg salad for work lunch.
Nails!
My husband calls it a fart sandwich. What? Classy.
Sounds like she might be tired of her husband.
Yeah, no, he's cool. He's cool.
He's not in any of these photos.
He likes Keith.
No, there's not one picture of him. I will say this: she does like herself a lot.
Oh, this might be him.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that looks like Zach Hample.
Is that
Zach Hample?
Could it be Zach Hample? He's a guy who collects baseballs. He goes to games just to get balls.
Oh.
She's got. Why are we digging so deep into this chick's Twitter?
Well, she keeps providing interesting pictures.
She's got over 2,000 photos on here, so.
Wow. She's active.
She's a Beatles fan.
And about 50, well, yeah.
Hey.
Boy band. There's about 1,500 of them are at the Mets game at Citi Field.
Yeah, click on the Beatles picture.
It's just a GIF of them waving.
Goodbye. Okay. Hey, goodbye, everybody.
Hello, goodbye. Should write a song.
Yeah, Country Music Awards was all over.
The Office too. I'm starting.
Trudy, we're not done stalking.
I'm sorry. I just see it on the TV and like Maz, I'm just like blurt it out.
Okay, Trudy.
I'm just kidding. No, that's fine. We need to move on.
I was my morning prep was completely disrupted by that Reba McEntire thing.
You mean
ABC played it like three times? Yeah. What is it?
Reba Las Vegas. Yeah. Her saying
so, like, I'm Reba Las Vegas. Yeah, it was. Okay. She... And then that.
Oh,
came
look
on.
At that! Whoa. Like, what the? Here, let me back it up. You know, they do this just for anybody who wants
oh,
to sing.
Oh, they were talking about all morning long.
Why is Chrissy Metz singing at the Country Music Awards?
Good question.
Because she asked.
Is country music hurting for attention so badly that they needed someone really large to draw attention to it?
Chrissy Metz made her live TV singing debut, performing a song from her upcoming movie, Breakthrough. Carrie Underwood was by her side,
oh
looking amazing.
That doesn't help.
Carrie Underwood! Oh! I think it does help. Keith Gross.
Keith Urban, do something with your hair, by the way.
What's wrong with his hair? It's pretty cool hair.
His hair's dumb. It's been that way forever.
He's got streaks. Frosted, or what is it?
Oh, he's got highlights.
Oh, whoa. Those highlights.
Oh, that highlight, though.
He does have a lot of highlights.
Fucking highlight, though.
He's trying to overcome his height issues.
Is he short?
Dirty.
Yeah.
Really?
Or than his wife, Nicole.
Well, she is tall.
Yeah.
Well, how short is too short, by the way?
Shorter
just
than me.
Just asking.
Oh, that might come up on the boner line later today.
It totally does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Why does it come up?
I don't know.
Someone's not happy with Trudy.
Oh, no kidding.
What?
Make fun of somebody.
And me.
Somebody's height.
What?
Yeah. I'm a heightist.
How did I get left out of this?
I don't know. Apparently you love short guys.
Well, I think short guys, that's one of the great discriminations out there. People have no qualms about ripping short guys for being short or saying they're a bullying complex.
Oh, that's what it's from.
Uh-huh.
What?
Well, Brandon and I were talking, we're like, I don't remember saying anything about short people, but now that you mentioned that conversation, it's clicked now.
Well, there are a lot of people who get into trouble who have height issues. Not necessarily that's why, but, you know, I was watching on Netflix that The Highwaymen. Have you seen that? I saw Woody Harrelson was in it. I had nothing to do, so I watched it over the weekend.
I remember it. It's a series, right?
Yeah.
Get into it, but anyway.
It's Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
It's about Bonnie and Clyde. And the one thing they pointed out is how tiny they were, and then I looked it up, and she was 4'11".
What?
Clyde was short?
He was like 5'2".
Hmm.
Yeah, they were tiny.
A.K.A. Miss Slutsla.
Well, I don't know. It's just interesting to me how there's so much concern over body shaming.
Yeah, but
for
height.
Some reason, ripping guys, you know, because women will rip that off at the drop of a hat if they don't like somebody or they... Trudy's smiling. And it's no different.
No,
or
right.
Ripping a guy because he's bald or what, you know, whatever. It's the same thing, but people just seem to.
Oh, guys can take it.
I know.
Fuck guys. They can take
it. Shut up to my little friend.
I'm sorry.
And,
yeah, you know, that's heartfelt.
I don't think an apology was required, but I don't know. It's like being a left handed third baseman.
Exactly.
Can't make the turn. Sorry, Drew.
And by the way, the other thing I hate is when anytime a guy that's like 5'8 gets a little buff, be like, oh, that short man's got like. No, fuck, a lot of people like to be buff. Why can't a guy that's, you know, 5'6, 5'7 get buff? It
looks like
mean,
a nice little guy, actually.
It doesn't mean he's making up for because he'd like to be 6 feet or whatever. It doesn't mean anything. It just means he's badass.
It's easier because he has short little muscles, though.
All right.
Sorry.
Let's make disclosures on my home. After I mentioned the fact that they are having the, was it make out for a Mustang?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it actually make out? They use that term?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's a funny term. I don't know that word term
make
doesn't
out.
Use much anymore. But I like make out.
Kissing for or it's was it
make out for a Mustang?
I don't know.
Our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zod Ford, DealsAndE.com, wants to thank every listener who has supported the podcast, buying or leasing cars, trucks, and SUVs. Thank you. They also want to remind you they've got a full inventory of the newest Ford models and all the exciting options, colors, and technology, including the 2019 Ford Mustang, GTs, Raptors, and Rangers, all ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zod Ford and Holly, peruse their inventory, take a ride in the massage chairs, play some foosball. By all means, grab an autograph from Maz, then buy the carpet, Gary. Thank you.
And watch people suck face for a sting.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, that's a good one. Suck
face. I think they like the crowd out there. I think it's kind of a party for a week.
Yeah.
And then if you're one of the Americans who doesn't spend enough time on your investments, it might be time to give Luke Nowacki and his team a call. Not only will they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, but they're there to answer your questions as well, so you don't panic and pull all your money out of the market at the wrong time or at all. I think most people in this field tell people, steady hand. For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748, or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Service offered through Reliance on Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Products or services represent your independent Reliance Associates Incorporated.
Whoa.
Slow down.
Wow.
I love this Madness song. She's the one they're going to miss. Reminds me of Mr. Methane.
Yeah.
What's my broker's name, Brandon?
Well, it says Jim, but I think a woman answered when I first
called. Okay.
Come on, your house sucks.
I know, I admit it. I want to disclose it. Our house is...
Thank you for calling. This is Jen. How can I help you today?
Hey, Jen, this is Drew calling. I got a card from Jim about my home. And and we're... It's in my home. We do a podcast. It's the Drew and Mike Show. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I was calling you on the podcast because I did want to disclose some things about my home. Before you guys come up with a price. I guess, can you bleep the address, Brandon? Okay. In Ferndale.
All right.
And you guys pay cash for houses in any condition?
Any condition.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell me how much these things will hurt the value. Okay.
You guys had me laughing already. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait till you hear the list.
Power goes out all the time. I don't know what the deal is. We lose power constantly. The other side of the street, it's just blaring. I mean, they have more power than they need, but ours goes out all the effing time. It's like, and I'm sure you've heard this of the Woodward Corridor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that?
A lot of problems.
It is.
Really? I have no idea. It's weird.
Whoever's going to buy the house, I would just say the power goes out all the time, just so you know.
Okay.
It's like living in the 1800s about half the time.
If the wind blows, there's no power.
It seems that way.
Or if the sun shines.
We've lost power. There was no breeze, no weather condition whatsoever, 65 degrees. Power goes out. No idea why.
Wow.
Yeah. So that belongs in the disclosure. Great. Then the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi in this house sucks. I mean, it's like you're waiting hours to get on a website. It's so slow.
No cell service either.
Yeah, cell service sucks. Oh. If you make a phone call on a cell phone from in the house, the other party it'll be breaking up constantly.
It's like it's wrapped in aluminum foil.
Come on, your house sucks.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely unbearable. And the previous owner.
That's horrible, she says. No, we know.
We were complaining about it on the show, and the previous owner actually emailed me and said, yeah, the Wi-Fi sucks. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to get out of that house. So there's that.
He never disclosed it.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
I know. Right.
What a nice guy.
Ugh, I know. Well, there's more about the previous owner, too. Whoever buys the home will have to settle a debt with him.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
But we can get to that later. Then there were some rodents in the house that the dogs discovered. Mm-hmm. They've been... They're deceased now, but just saying, there were. And
okay,
it was kind of.
Are
weird.
They still in the home?
No,
or they've been removed.
They've been removed.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
They did die in the house.
There might be more. We don't know.
Yeah, there were deaths in the home. I think they're supposed to disclose deaths, aren't they?
Deaths.
You're supposed to.
There's two bathrooms, but they're both on the main floor. It's like, why didn't you put one upstairs? There's two bedrooms upstairs with no bathroom. Yeah. What the hell is that? Who designed this house? It's ridiculous. It's horrible.
There's also a Silence of the Lambs room. Kind of like the labyrinth. Yeah, you've seen Silence of the Lambs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the basement. There's it's kind of what the basement's like, at least half of the basement.
Okay.
I mean, there's no person with a dog and lotion or anything.
Yeah. None of the weird stuff, just the eerie.
How much value has the home lost so far?
Oh, well, you know what? It really, how this is going to be crazy, but we wouldn't consider any of that. It's just crazy. We only look at the condition of the home. So as long as the home is in updated condition and decent.
It's pretty updated.
Then I wouldn't worry about it. As far as a cash offer goes, they don't even need to know any of that.
Now,
if someone's paying you cash, you don't have to tell them really much.
Really? Wow, I love this. This is great knowledge.
Yeah,
wow.
I would avoid the whole Silence of the Lambs thing.
Okay.
That I would do.
Well, we can shut that part of the house off. I mean, it just has the, a few important things, but a water heater and furnace and things
right,
like that.
Stuff you have
Who
to
needs
see.
To see that?
Yeah.
Skin suit.
Okay, so... So you guys just pay cash for houses in any condition. So now if I go on Zillow, can I pretty much count on at least the Zillow amount from you guys?
$7 trillion. No, not as a
what?
Cash offer.
What?
No.
What?
No.
How much
well,
less?
It wouldn't make any
$4,000.
Well, how much less than the Zillow offer typically?
Typically, really, it's hard for me to say because I'm not the buyer. But I do know how they do it is they would come into the home. They would look at the property, figure out how much money they would have to put into it to get it to be top market value to where they could sell it.
Well, the stuff that needs fixing.
And then they would give you an offer.
Okay. The stuff that needs fixing.
42%, 38%.
Something like that. The Wi-Fi sucks. There's no fixing it. The power sucks. No fixing that. The room in the basement, I don't know about that either. The bathroom upstairs, that's a lot of dough to put in a bathroom upstairs.
Ooh, the pipes, too.
Oh yeah, there's a bathroom that freezes when it gets really cold. The pipes freeze. They don't burst, but they freeze. So the bathroom's unusable for probably 2 weeks a year.
Oh no.
That's if
oh,
it can do
goodness.
That. Now, if you don't unplug the heater, then it may not happen. I don't know, but I'm just telling you. See, there's just some things. These things all should be disclosed,
quirky.
I think. It's got some quirks, no doubt.
Staircase into the basement is very narrow.
Oh, yeah,
steep, a little steep.
Pretty steep.
Yeah, steep, and there's no banister.
Oh, okay. It's like an older staircase.
Yeah.
I will That's say what this, you might call it. Yeah.
It does seem that there's an entrance to the basement, so the basement square footage counts, right? Because it's drywall?
Yeah, well, there's a door. There's an exit, too, so it's not technically a basement, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a walkout.
So the 1,385 square feet that Zillow claims, they're off. I think it's now more like 1,700.
So there's a new front porch. That's
new front porch, new back deck.
The poop deck's nice.
Well, let's see.
The dogs have...
There's some bonuses.
Yeah, the dogs defecate on the deck.
They have done that when it was snowy out. They have defecated on
That's
the back
okay.
deck. Just okay. It's just in case it needs to be disclosed.
It's okay. That can
Gross.
Be washed I'm going to
come and poop on your deck.
I don't want you pooping on my deck.
Yeah,
but
not
for
okay.
your guys'
well,
deck.
Well, for us. Oh, it's okay if it's us.
Right. If you not guys you. Want to let your dogs do it, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't stop them.
No animal's ever pooped on your deck.
No.
Not even a bird.
Not yet, anyway.
All right.
Keep
well, anyway,
fingers crossed.
We'll call you back to see what kind of offer you guys come up with, and I'm really more curious than anything. I don't know. Our studio's here, so it would be hard to part with a house currently.
Maybe we could sublet from the new owners.
Yeah, that's an idea.
But then your power would be out half the time, so how would you know when it would work?
Well, then we could charge the new owners, and we could sue them. For
that's true. We could force them.
There you go.
And they have to fix it.
A condition of purchase that they have to get a generator. That's an idea. Anyway. Thanks for
you
your.
Guys
thanks for
me
your.
Out.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying this. Thanks for your time, and we'll call back and see what you come up with.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Say hi to Jim.
Bye.
Bye.
I will.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Wonder why she's taking Jim's calls.
Jim's busy. He's out buying a house.
Yeah, Jim is sitting on this giant pile of money, apparently.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
He probably
why does
pays
he got
her
so
well.
Much cash?
Hi,
probably,
Jim. Thank
this
you.
Guy can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
He doesn't have her personality, though. She's good on the phone.
Very friendly, yeah. Very nice. Great courtesy like laugh.
It seems like there's a catch. Why would somebody want to buy my house right now?
Well, they want to buy your house in Phoenix, too, right?
That's true. I get calls on that all the time.
I still laugh at that. You have a house that you have. You've been there twice in 30 years.
Something like that. I guess he has a property manager.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
A picture once in a while.
So they couldn't calculate
a
portion of what it was going to be? How much Jim was bringing?
Phoenix, I actually, okay, because I was getting so many letters and calls from people saying, I want to make a cash offer for your house, that I eventually answered one and I said, okay, make a cash offer. And I told them all the aspects of the house. And I said, why do you want to buy my house so bad? Why does everyone want to buy my house? For some reason, I just don't believe this. Are you looking for somebody who's down in their luck who will give it away? What's up? And they said, no, it's a great neighborhood and it's a great place for a rental and blah, blah. And they're telling me why, you know, my house. And I'm still very skeptical. So Zillow reported that my house was worth, I was like 370 or something. It was worth.
Boy, that was at the ready.
It was. I knew it. It was worth. Be at the ready. It was worth 650 at one time.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
And then it went down to like 200 in 2009, yeah. And it's climbed back up. I know. People were moving into Phoenix like crazy, and they always are because people in California can no longer stand the taxes and right. So on and so forth and the cost. So they. Phoenix is a nice move from California. Anyway, so I said, hey, can't wait for this offer. My house is so desirable. So they call up and they offered, and he gets a cash offer. And they go, I don't understand this cash offer. And it's like, $290. I'm like, $290? What? Now this is worth, and I quoted the Zillow number. And they're like, did you get it appraised? And I said, yeah, which isn't true. I just used the Zillow number. But what the fuck?
Well, so it's obvious. These people just have a lot of cash. And
they're looking to steal your house.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's a big fishing expedition, so
right.
Why not?
Yeah. So I bit, and I lost.
Huh.
But it was a waste of air time.
Smells kind of gamey in here.
I think I got one of those the other day in the mail, but it looked like it was handwritten by somebody.
Wow.
And then it was like, God bless, or something like that at the end.
Well, they really want your house.
They're trying to
again,
sucker you so hard.
We should disclose all your house's property.
No, you don't say no.
God bless
Joey like that.
House in my house. The two piece of shit houses?
Yeah, the houses that have turned against the ownership.
I see.
Maybe some new ownership would stop turning against
the person.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't know.
No, it's trying to drive me out.
We do have one more
call.
It
hasn't been this hard to say goodbye to a house since Hugh Laurie died. But we must.
What's
so
up, Brandon?
So many memories.
We could call Dick Arndt.
Oh, Dick Arndt, the guy that got the 755 Hank Aaron ball?
It is the anniversary today, as Maz pointed out on Twitter.
Home run 715, which broke Babe Ruth's record. It was really one of the most historic sports moments in my life. It's not a sports podcast, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the real story is that Dick Arndt got Hank's home run 755, which was in August of, I think it was 75 or 76. Maybe 77? And it ended up being his last home run because he didn't hit one the last month and a half of the season.
Really?
So that was the gold standard for home runs until Barry Bonds broke it in 2003. But for all that time, he had the final home run ball of Hank Aaron. Originally, he tried to, I think they offered... a bat or something for it.
Yeah.
And they said, Hank wants to meet you after the game in the dugout. And of course, Hank wasn't there.
Oh.
So right away, he's like, what the fuck? No, I thought it was meeting Hank. And they're like, hey, we've got a ball, a bat for you. Just hand that. And he's like, no, I don't think so. So anyway, he knew he had a valuable ball. He didn't know how much it was worth. I don't think people were paying giant money for balls at that time.
Really?
But. Well, not like they do now. I mean, the whole memorabilia thing blew up after that. So anyway, he just kind of hung on to the ball, and they made a few token offers. He's like, no thanks. I think I'll keep the ball.
Memorabilia.
So they docked his paycheck $5 for the ball.
Yeah.
Really?
Like they dock fans as they leave the park with a ball. I mean, as
but he
if,
worked there, so, you know.
I thought it was kind of
weak.
A cheap shot.
It's weak.
It was very weak. And I think they let him go, too. Didn't they let him go after the season?
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't we speculate there was more to it than just the ball?
Yeah, we were a little suspicious of Dick Arndt. We're not sure he told us the whole story.
But the rest of the story, isn't it that didn't Hank Aaron said he got that ball? Yeah, but Hank Aaron's like, no, I have it.
Dick Aaron at one point offered it up for auction, like maybe around 1990 or so. And yeah. And
so a huge
somebody battle. Produced a story where Hank Aaron said, yeah, I have ball 755. So the people were like, Hank says he has the ball. He's like, no, I have the ball. And he did somehow prove that he had the ball. Eventually, he sold it for, I think it was $655,000. Yeah. Was that the right number?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. It was a ton of money. I mean, the guy did great on it. But he went through a lot because Hank Aaron was kind of a dick about it. And so were the Brewers. And people sort of suggested that it wasn't really the ball. And it wasn't. Anyway, he did make out in the end. But I don't know. I thought he was interesting, sort of amusing. Huh. It was a funny story anyway. Are we sure it's Dick Arndt's number?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's Dick Arndt's number. I just don't know if he's going to be there, but we can always try.
It was at one time Dick Arndt's number.
And I think we went through a lot of hoops to get a hold of him when we started talking about the story. It was one of my, I think it was a day I enjoyed at 105.1, which is a rare day.
Or at least a quarter hour.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good radio, actually, at the time.
This is supposed to be a song about the Milwaukee Braves.
I thought it was a Beverly Hillbillies song, done kind of polka style.
You dick!
Atlanta ones. Well, when in doubt, I'll just go to the master of baseball music.
Yeah, Terry.
Maybe we should call him to get comment on the story.
I think he's on to us.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Come on, Arndt. He's got 655 grand. He can't set up his voicemail.
The short form of Richard is Dick.
Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner,
all right,
the
Arndt, national we would scorn.
Baseball.
Klazuski Campanella. I just like baseball as a kid.
There's one more sporting note today. It's not a sports podcast, of course, but Johnny Manziel was interviewed on Dan Patrick. And I don't know,
That's a great interview.
Still relatively fascinated with Johnny Manziel, mostly because he's the guy that blew it, that partied his ass off, was a first-round draft pick, was a Heisman Trophy winner, and for some reason, he just couldn't stop partying, and he just kind of said, oh, fuck you, I'm Johnny Manziel, I do what I want to do. And the Browns got rid of him after 2 years, and he fucked off for 2 years. And then all of a sudden he said, you know what, I'm bipolar, I've now got my medication, everything's cool. I'm signing with the CFL, we've got it all set up, I'm going to have meetings weekly. Anyway, plays one season, plays very half-ass, and then the CFL announces that Johnny Manziel is no longer in the CFL and cannot play for anyone. And I suspect that he did not live up to his end of the deal.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
So Johnny.
The start of the interview is really funny, though.
It is
actually
funny.
The whole interview is really. You know what's fascinating about Johnny Manziel or John Manziel is he just still doesn't. I don't think he gets it.
No, I don't think he does.
I don't think
either.
He gets what talent he threw away. And he certainly, and Brandon, you pointed this out, he has no idea what's next.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know what to do after football.
He's trying to act as if. Well, yeah, you think a guy that gave up a football career like that to go party, and mm-hmm. if you remember the 2 years he was off, he was constantly in the news mm-hmm. for, oh, he beat up a girl. Hey, he says he didn't beat her up. Oh, he's getting married. No, he's not getting married. Oh, he threw a big party, and there's $30,000 of damage. Oh, he's in Mexico. He's posting on Instagram all the time. Look at me partying at this giant mansion. Woo!
With all these hot chicks that I'm later going to beat up.
Exactly. And you know, he's kind of adult.
He's a total adult.
He's a real adult.
He was always adult, even when he was in high school.
He was also hanging out with rappers all the time. He's like, hey, look, I'm friends with Jay-Z. Woo! And would Jay-Z...
Not now.
Would he piss on Johnny
no,
Manziel?
No, not now.
I don't think so either.
So if he's John Manziel now, does that mean Billy's now Bill Manziel? His alter ego, his Vegas alter ego.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to that part. You want me to play it?
Oh, we didn't get. Oh, I'm sorry. I buried the lead.
Johnny. Well, so Johnny went to the AAF, which disbanded a week ago, and played in two games, got a concussion, threw an interception, and I don't know. He kind of acts like, I got, well, you'll hear. It's so stupid.
Johnny Manziel, Heisman Trophy winner, former NFL player, played in the CFL.
The Dan
and
Patrick Show.
Had a little bit of time in the Alliance of American Football, but now that league has disbanded, and Johnny joins us now. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing.
I got a little update for that. I actually go by John these days. So, you know, I'm just kind of turning over the page and moving forward a little bit.
Okay, is this breaking news that Johnny Manziel is known? You're the artist formerly known as Johnny Manziel. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they say.
So you're all
they
grown
say.
Up.
They
say. Getting there, I guess.
John Manziel joining us on the program.
Can you pause for a second? Does he think by going by John Manziel that we're going to forget all the kooky things he did?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that he's matured.
Fresh start.
Do we also forget the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, no, because that was awarded to Johnny Manziel.
Exactly. So he's John Manziel. He's starting from scratch.
He doesn't have that trophy, does he, anyway? A&M making money off of him?
He thought he didn't have the trophy. They get two of them. He gets one and the school gets one. And A&M put it out on display and he didn't have his trophy yet. And he said, "They're profiting off of my Heisman Trophy!" Then he got his in the mail the next day or something. I was like, forget it!
So is he then John Football?
Yeah, John Football.
Great question.
Also?
Yes, he would also be John Football. Johnny Manziel is the greatest name. Johnny Football is the greatest name. Yeah. Why would you? No one's going to forget any of his stupid shit.
And no one's going to call him John Manziel. They're going to still call him Johnny Manziel.
Now, I thought the interview...
Although Matthew Stafford, remember there was a thing about him, people called him Matt Stafford, and he prefers to be called Matthew, so people call him Matthew.
Same thing with Nicholas Castellanos. He no longer wants to be called Nick Castellanos.
Nah, he'll always be Nick.
Well, no, everybody is calling him Nicholas.
I'm not.
There's a whole lot of people that call Matt Stafford Matt Stafford.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter
if Johnny says,
I'm John Manziel.
Wait, do you remember when... Tim Raines went by Rock Raines, and it was on his baseball card.
Yes.
That's quite a different change. That's happened. Oh, the most famous one's here when Willie Hernandez wanted to be called his real name, which was Guillermo.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Willie is a nickname for Guillermo, apparently. Huh.
I love how quick the Dan Patrick Show updated all of their
the graphics.
On the phone, John Manziel.
Really funny.
That was very funny.
We're only 40 seconds into the conversation, and they've already changed it.
That was really good.
That's a good show.
What's your future? What's your football future right now?
Right now, obviously, with the news coming out last week and walking out to the practice field and expecting to go through another day on the field, and seeing how quickly the AAF just kind of evaporated. It caught me as a surprise a little bit because I was having so much fun in Memphis, probably more fun than I've had since my last game at Texas A&M versus Duke.
I doubt that.
My plan moving forward is wake up every day with to get back on the field, to continue working on my craft. Whether that's
Anybody says craft, I just want to smack them.
Get back to what I feel like I was, Alec
Baldwin works on his craft also.
I feel good, and I'm going to continue to keep my head down and just keep working on, what matters the most to me, and that's football.
Oh, just like the CFL.
How did you find that?
He's so deep.
We're getting dressed at practice, and...
Cell phone too, Johnny.
I know. Nick, John.
Take your pads off and head back to the meeting room. And, for the second we walked into the meeting room, it was a pretty, different vibe than we normally get from walking into the building. And, Coach Singletary sat us down, kept it pretty real with us and what was going on. And we'd go home for the day off, and they would keep us posted as the day went on.
Are you the greatest quarterback in Memphis Express history?
No, he's not. I don't think so.
I liked his answer.
What he did in the time he was there was fun to watch.
Okay, you're one of the top two.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
I like Christian Hackenberg a lot.
They played six games.
No. You were better than Christian Hackenberg. Did you keep your jersey?
Of course I did.
Are you going
to
frame it?
I've taken a couple pit stops here. I've taken a couple pit stops so far, so I'm trying to, keep the memories.
Have you heard from an NFL team that allow you to try out?
You know, I've kind of left a lot of it up to my agent.
No. Oh, no. The answer's no.
Times in the past, over the past 2 years, where, you know, I had people talking to me, and you
he's amazing at deflecting the questions.
And, he's not bad.
You know, it's really easy to get your hopes up and get blowing with what's going on.
The answer is no.
But, you know, right now I have open communication with some coaches in the league. And,
fake.
You know, I'm trying not to, you know, get too up about it or anything that kind of comes my way. So, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and trying to you know,
the answer is
you know, make
no.
the best of what's going on.
Clear this up for me. Why are you not in the CFL?
Great question.
I think looking back at my time going to Canada,
again. I was they kicked you out.
So hungry to get back on the field and play that I took the first opportunity I did to get back on the field.
This is such a dumb answer.
When I looked up at things a year later, they weren't exactly what they were when I originally signed.
Yeah, but they kicked you
Hamilton
out of the league.
Where I thought I was going to be learning to run and shoot, watching Colt Brennan highlight tapes to learn the offense from, you know, the Hawaii days. So, you know, I have no regrets about going to Canada. And, you know, it's just
really?
One of those chapters in my life.
So
that,
why?
You know, now I've closed the book
All
on.
All his chapters in his life are very short.
Closed the book.
Your decision or their decision?
Theirs.
You know, I don't really know. About
I know this interview could have been 4 minutes.
Everything that happened, but looking back at it now, I'm happy. You know, Memphis.
Well,
was
but no, but whose decision
exactly
was it?
What I needed in my life from this first day
to
I
play
won,
2 weeks
you know,
for a team that disbanded. That was exactly what he needed.
Things were slow for me again, and it was a great chance for
He's
me.
He's such a bullshitter.
You know, total
he really is. He's a con man.
And it is chaos with the kind of pass rushers that are in the NFL. It was perfect for me, and I had no regrets about it.
He's John Manziel, former Heisman Trophy winner, joining
right,
us Dan
right.
Patrick Show.
Enough of his bullshit. He's such a bullshitter.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like he's turning into a con man.
Where is he going to go now?
Nowhere. Nowhere. He'll play in the XFL.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Won't he?
Yeah, that's the only thing left.
Oh, I know. They said they weren't going to take any character problems.
Yeah, right. No, well, you're thinking of Johnny Manziel. John Manziel.
Oh,
no.
That's right. He's got a fresh slate. Sorry. Okay.
The AAF, by the way, they did beg Vince McMahon and the XFL to merge with them before they folded.
Yeah.
And Vince said nope. Which would
well,
have
why
made...
why would he? Why would he at this point?
Yeah, why would you pick
why
up
would
this
you pay
losing
them anything?
League yeah. when you can pluck the best players? That's a joke.
So basically, aren't we just going to see the same rosters just in the XFL? Instead
probably.
Of the AAF?
Probably. But, you know, Vince has more money, so it'll last maybe a season.
We'll see.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Meanwhile, the latest on the Aunt Becky scandal, a Stanford student was expelled.
Yeah.
In this whole deal. And now it's hit Harvard, which just, I don't know, it just makes me laugh.
It's funny.
A Chinese national bought the fencing coach's house for $989,000.
What was it worth?
$549,000. So this guy made $440,000 more than his house was worth.
Come
because
on.
This Chinese national wanted his son to be on the fencing team. He then gave $1 million to the National Fencing Foundation, which turned around and gave $100,000 to the fencing coach's charity.
Wow.
And guess what? He recruited the son
of
the Chinese national.
There's that much money in fencing?
No, there is none.
No,
there's none.
Took
no,
the bribe.
He wanted his kid in Harvard.
The Chinese national.
Yeah. He had lots of money.
I get it, but...
He had more money than he knew what to do with, and so he decided, my son's going to Harvard.
Wow.
And he paid off the right guy. And his kid, who, by the way, has been removed from the fencing team website, apparently.
That's it. He should be removed from the university.
Probably will.
What year is the kid? Do we know? Like, how long ago this happened?
I don't think he's... I think he's a sophomore.
A good boot him.
A couple years
Get him
in.
Out of
he'll
there.
Be booted.
Yeah.
They love kicking Asians out of Harvard.
I was just going to say that. Makes their job a little easier. Maybe it's not true. They're just making it up. They're finding a new way to kick Asians out.
And I saw Aunt Becky, by the way, on Rodeo Drive shopping with, is it the older daughter, Isabella?
Yeah, the ugly one, I guess.
Yeah, Olivia Jay, does she still feel her parents ruined her
yeah.
life?
Yeah.
Yeah, she will not talk to them.
Oh.
Still.
Has so not sorry
She's going
that.
To reinvent herself and rebrand.
Yeah, good luck with that, honey. What is the story with Aunt Becky, too? Because today 14 people pled guilty, including Felicity Huffman and that Jane Buckingham.
Okay.
But out of the 14, Aunt Becky wasn't on the list. So I don't know if these are just plea deals with Boston and she's being charged. And she's being charged in Boston, right?
I think she's part of that whole.
Yeah, because she paid that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Only Aunt Becky Rick can Singer. Answer that.
Austin, Massachusetts.
But
seriously, as you shall have thought, Rick Singer, his real name is William. Why does he go by Rick? Is that weird?
Maybe his middle name is Richard?
I don't know. Every time you see it written now, it's William and then Rick in quotes, Singer.
A smart guy, that Rick.
Speaking of plea bargains, the NXIVM star,
yeah.
Allison Mack,
yeah.
The authentic Allison Mack, has taken a plea in the NXIVM deal. I don't know how much time she's going to get. She's going to get some time, yeah, for certain.
She was crying.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny.
Sorry,
she really
she's sobbing.
Holds her head high, generally going in and out of court, and looks very anxious with her parents all the time. And I was really surprised to see her able to hold herself up like that. She ruined her career's over.
Yeah, her career.
You know, she was on a
Smallville.
Yeah, she was on Smallville. She was, well, it's not a huge show, but she was a young actress. She's pretty. She was on a show that did fairly well. I mean, she certainly had something going on. And NXIVM, when she joined NXIVM, this cult, this crazy fucking cult, there were a few girls that they were looking at, and they decided Allison Mack's perfect because she's young, she's in a decent show. They wanted, like Scientology, they wanted people who were in entertainment, who had a name, quote unquote, and oh, did they sink their teeth into Allison Mack? And
she pled to racketeering and conspiracy charges that included extortion and forced labor.
Oh, and sex trafficking too.
Yeah,
I know it's
gonna be gone
it's
for a while.
Charge. And I was thinking about this as I remembered looking at the clip of her and Vanguard, Keith Raniere, the cult leader.
So authentic.
And she looked so brainwashed. She absolutely did. She looked like she was so taken in by every word he said. And I was thinking to myself, because I always tend to think of Tom Cruise, I realize he's hugely successful and he does very well and he flies planes around and, you know, he tells us how smart he is and he's read about mental health and he knows about depression,
right?
And he knows psychiatry is a scam. And I still, when I think of Tom Cruise, I think of the idiot that buys into Scientology.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think he's probably a dumbass. He likes to talk a big game and he thinks he's very important. And he is. I mean, in the scheme of things, yeah, he is. But I also can't help thinking that he doesn't realize how embarrassing it is that he's part of this stupidity called Scientology. And anyway, I asked myself a larger question. Maybe someone else can answer it. Can smart people be brainwashed like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You think
sure.
so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by Scientology or NXIVM? I mean, really smart people.
Right.
Yeah,
because
don't you think people like Allison Mack and Tom Cruise should say, hey, wait a second here. Why do I have to buy all this shit? Why does it take this to get to level one, level two? It sure seems like there's a lot of money involved in this. I mean, I don't know any other church that does it this way.
But look at it from Cruise's perspective. It's working for him. He's this massive star now that makes a lot of money. So
he was already a star.
Yeah, but not compared to what he is now, or even 10 years ago.
If you like it so much, why don't you join?
Am I going to be will I be on his level? Because then I might.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
I might
will.
Join.
You will. Actually, he's got to get you audited. Got to get you up to OT4.
He's an eight.
I know, he's an OT8.
But you know, from his perspective, it's worked. He's this massive star. They kiss his ass. He lives in this weird bubble, so he doesn't know how stupid he looks. I wonder if he really knows all the stuff they do to people.
How big a bubble can he be? And he has the fucking internet. Do you mean to tell me that Scientology says, don't go on the internet? And those people go, not going on the internet.
No, he probably chooses not to because all it is lies.
That's crazy.
Lies.
Why doesn't he? I don't know. I guess I wanted to say, you know, I don't think they're too smart if they get brainwashed. But tell me somebody really who you think is really smart who's been brainwashed. I mean, I'm sure there is someone.
The Pope. No.
And I don't mean somebody who's been kidnapped like Patty Hearst. I think that's a little different. Stockholm syndrome is a very, I mean, we understand that. A lot of people end up doing that because they're held in captivity. These are people who have chosen, I think in many cases, they've chosen to be brainwashed. I mean, they've fallen for, and granted, the literature is proven.
But you don't think, who's the lady that does the TV show on A&E?
Leah Remini.
You don't think Leah's
well,
smart?
She was a child Scientologist. Yeah, her parents were Scientologists, so I think it's a little different.
Yeah, they got her when she was malleable and young.
I'm not saying she's stupid. I think she was smart to get out. Yeah, it shows that she does have a brain and that you know, she overcame a lifetime of brainwashing.
When did Cruise join Scientology? How old was he?
I think he only had a couple movies under his belt, to be honest.
Maybe it's because they were young. I mean, clearly that was the case with Allison Mack.
But he's been in it for a long time. And look at all the shit that's happened.
To his advantage.
Well, if you don't think that Tom Cruise's looks have anything to do with it, I mean, shouldn't Tom Cruise give himself a little more credit than that if he was that smart?
Yes, he should, yeah.
Because, you know, I watch him argue with Matt Lauer, and to me it's like that
guy made a lot of great points.
He is a narcissistic person who believes that he read Dianetics and he knows psychiatry inside out. That's not a very smart person.
You have not studied the history of psychiatry.
You don't know. You haven't studied it. No, you don't realize how stupid you look right now.
Glib.
Be glib. I love when he says Matt like twice.
I'm not impressed with his intelligence. I'll put it that way.
I think the narcissism is where they get them, though. You know, the flattery.
Yeah.
And they wanted him because he's their star player and he looks good so he can bring in other people. So they flatter the bejesus out of him.
But he dumps his wife because she won't buy in.
Because he's doing it for, you know, ultimately he gets what he wants. He gets people to build his palace wherever he lives.
This is someone he loves. He's adopted two children with her. And because she won't, I mean, this is a person who literally wasn't talking to his daughter. Mm-hmm. For years, mm-hmm. because she's a suppressive person. I have a hard time respecting his intelligence when he can blow off his own, his blood. That's incredible, isn't it?
I find your belief system fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
So, you know, I was asking the question, not because smart. I'm saying I know the answer. I was just asking. I was trying to think of somebody who, boy, I think that person is so brilliant, and yet they got brainwashed on their own. Not as a child, not as a prisoner of war, not as someone who's kidnapped, but someone who chose, literally almost chose, to be brainwashed because they like Scientology, because they like Nexium.
Were there any people in Jonestown and Jim Jones's cult?
Yeah, wasn't there...
Those people were not terribly well-to-do, Jonestown.
Yeah, I'm just
trying to think. Those were a lot of...
What about Doe? Inner city from San Francisco.
Yeah, they were... A lot of those people were poor, in fact.
What about Doe and Hale Bopp?
I don't know enough about Hale Bopp to say.
I don't think that's
the name. What, did they have a name?
Yeah, Heaven's Cult.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. Right.
Then there's Waco. Was there smart people in Waco?
No.
But Jim Jones, I really was kind of impressed that it was so diverse. There was.
Yeah, it was very diverse.
Old,
I agree.
There was, you know, black, white, didn't matter.
It was very. It was the most inclusive cult possibly ever.
Yeah, I agree.
What about that guy?
Scientology, by the way, is apparently trying to be more inclusive, which is hilarious. Yeah. They're trying. They're saying.
Well, they're working with Nation of Islam.
Yeah, they're working with the Nation of Islam. And the Nation of Islam people are now being asked to spend gobs of money on Scientology crap. I got to believe they're kicking back. Somebody at the top of the Nation of Islam. Wouldn't you have to believe that?
Yeah.
Is it possible any other religious beliefs are founded on myths?
How about the guy that was doing the cock push-ups and holy hell?
Guy, well, see, now the
he
people.
He seemed pretty smart.
When we're talking about David Miscavige, when we're talking about.
Oh, the creators are brilliant.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard was a science fiction writer.
Yeah.
LRH, I'm sorry.
Nothing I've ever read.
And Miscavige, you know, I think honestly, he just saw that powerful position. Wow, I can just exile my wife. I just exile her. She can't say a word about it. And she apparently believes she can't. I don't know. Is she happily separated from him, living in anonymity?
Living would be the key word because no one knows, right?
She's alive.
She is alive,
yeah. And she apparently wants no help. Leah Remini doesn't believe that, but who knows? Well, it's just an interesting concept. I'm curious.
Keith Raniere is really smart because he's got that really high IQ.
IQ, 240. Yeah.
According to, was it Buddy Ebsen? Who was?
Eddie Albert.
Eddie Albert, yeah.
And the infomercial.
What more evidence do you need than Eddie Albert vouching for your...
genius.
Yeah, Fauci for your IQ test. Keith Raniere
has lost millions of dollars of other people's money in the stock market, in the futures market. He is not smart. He is smart at selling himself. That is all he's smart at. And honestly, I believe that that's what Scientology does well. It sells itself. They've got a literature, they've got a program, and it works on people. And I don't really want to even know how they do it.
Were any of the Manson?
Get sucked in.
Were any of the Manson people brilliant?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Vulnerable, not tax.
I hate to pile on all these people in these cults, but I was just asking.
Well, wait a second. Aren't there this is even strange, but aren't there engineers and doctors that are in like Islamic extremists, like ISIS or?
They got good IT guys.
They do.
Great
they
monkey
do.
Bars too.
They absolutely do. I don't know if I'd call that. Is that a cult though? I'm not sure what the
terrorist
call.
Group, but it's the same concept.
Is
they
it
take
brainwashing?
Your mind. Yeah, I think so.
I think so, but
I think it's people.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, and the way they brainwash people just on the internet.
How about Alex Jones? I mean, he's the creator though. There's a lot of smart people that believe in Alex Jones and their conspiracies.
I think those are conspiracy people. Yeah. I don't think they would do anything Alex Jones told them to do. There are a lot of them that do. They act on behalf of Alex Jones, but I would say there are a lot of people, including...
What is he, a robot?
One of the Newtown parents listened to Alex Jones, and he said he was very interested in conspiracy theories. It wasn't that bought them all hook, line, and sinker and went around trashing people online. He just was a conspiracy theory person. He was interested, just like Lily Mazzaway is.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Should we take a boner line break?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a new one. It's a fresh one. It's 7.5 minutes.
What? Any topics? Particular? That got
we covered
a lot of...
one. Yeah.
Actually, a few things that we covered are on the boner line. The short people. There's some Carmack in there. You're gonna like it.
Okay.
So we'll fire that off.
All right, time for action indeed. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Guys, the boner line. Great. Although I listen back and I sound like a jackass.
Phone lines are going crazy.
I just wanted to call and brag like everybody else. I think about the Bezo drop too during sex. Because that's all that call is about, is bragging about their sex. But don't stop playing it because it's hilarious.
I am non-braggadocious.
I watched that Cocaine Island. It was good. Very interesting. But at the end, they show the coordinates for where that was supposed to be. But you look it up, like, as part of the podcast, look it up and see if there's actually, like, a hole there, even if you can see anything or whatever, do a solid for the listeners.
Where you at, bitch?
True, I love the new Red Shuffle Network. The first time you guys heard it, you said it, and then I said, and shit. And then you said it, shit. Funny as hell.
We just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shuffle Network. And shit.
You know what, Brandon? I wanted nothing more than to choke Dutch and shoot Micah right between the eyes, right?
I'm going to be playing Red Dead Redemption for the next 18 hours.
Hey, Drew, who the fuck is Laura Loughlin? Dude, you always fuck the names up on this show. It's Lori Loughlin. Anyway, I listen every day. Love the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
At the risk of adding to the madness, I think you should pull up the audio from Forrest Gump making the sex noises from the opening part of the movie. Check it out. Hey, can you guys bring back the Michael Jackson song, though?
My penis, my buttocks. My penis, my buttocks,
my penis, my buttocks, my penis. You're playing Man on the Street from the Tigers game when they lost power at Hockey Town, and the animated girl who got stuck in the elevator, separated at birth with the drop. That baby's ugly.
And I fainted.
And she fainted.
That baby's ugly.
I have a serious complaint. I want Drew and Trudy and Mark to stop saying Patty P's name. Stop it! There are other good fans of the show deserve to have their name said, not Patty P.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty!
I caught a great ridiculous on the Soul of Detroit ML Elric podcast. Daniel Ferguson, right around, I think, the 41-minute mark. Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Highly underrated Brandon drop. I can't believe I blew that man on the street.
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street.
The Tom Cruise audio
infuriating. That guy is such an ass.
You're glib.
If Kwame Kilpatrick got 28 years for corruption, yet Elizabeth Holmes is looking at maybe 20 years and probably won't do half that, if any, jail time, then yeah, Kwame should be let out early.
Hell yeah.
You know, they should have called that movie The Legend of Cocaine Island, The Legend of Diabetes Island, because that guy was one fat fuck.
Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
Just want to let you know, I watched the Jack-Off Reach Around sequel last night.
That creature.
And that is seriously one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen, but also awesome. Totally worth watching just for the one-liners that Cruise has, which, by the way, you need to grab some drops from that movie. He says some of the most preposterous things.
Maybe I rip your arm off, beat you to death with it.
Listen, ladies, I'm only a boner about Blois the Cult.
Oh, boy, here we go.
When the show brings up Blois the Cult. So if you're tired of hearing about Blois the Cult,
oh, boy,
you better talk to the staff about bringing them up.
Dear God, here we go.
Sorry, not sorry. Fuckers.
I gotta have more cowbells.
Hey, Mr. Lane, the next time Mark calls the Beatles a boy band, kick him in the testicles.
Drew, the fact that you don't acknowledge that the Beatles were a boy band is laughable. Baby, bye, bye, bye. The other day he was referring to somebody that are 5'8", 165 pounds, and go-to line, tiny little man. Just a little FYI, Mark. Just because you're a fat, disgusting, obese human, anybody that's smaller than you doesn't mean they're a tiny little man.
He's just a little guy.
You know, I'm a short guy, and I'm just getting really insensitive. I'm sorry, Trudy. It's hard not to be insensitive about the short jokes. I deal with it, and it really disparages me when Trudy and Mark and Drew make fun of short people. You know, it makes me feel really, really bad. I don't get angry, but it just makes me feel bad.
Small men do great things. Napoleon, David Miscavige, Kevin Hart is the shortest man in America, and he sells out football stadiums where huge men play for two seasons and get brain damage. Justice.
Yeah, hey, Drew, I got a hot take for you, buddy. I've been looking at the Hope Solo stuff a lot lately.
What a mess.
Don't think it's bad. The butthole or the vagine. I don't know. Tell me what you think, bro.
We have the meat.
Hey, this message is for Brandon. Andy Dick is making the podcast circuit right now.
Andy!
Quit being an antsy boy. Pick it off your little hand and give him a call. All right? He's not going to hurt you. He might send you a butthole pic, but you know you're going to save it forever.
I think I saw his butthole.
Since the XFL is coming out next year, would you please, please play the XFL promos that you guys used to do, please.
If you think the XFL is dead, talk to one of the 349 people who watched it last week on NBC.
I'm 100% aligned with Mark and Drew about the anti-vaxxers and their fucking bullshit. Thank you again, like you said today. Thank you for bringing back measles. That was great.
Don't you stupid kids know the diseases you can catch?
Nice fucking Mav can't even show up on his day. He's trying to pick up days for Trudy. Are you kidding me?
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Mav.
You butt out.
Love you, Mav.
Shit, yeah.
I'm listening to ML, Soul of Detroit's most recent podcast. Did I hear a live It's Ridiculous drop?
That's ridiculous.
Can you guys get your shit together? I am so tired of staying in all morning waiting for you to go live on Facebook in the afternoon. This is getting ridiculous.
The famous video.
Trudy, are you an official? Because you've officially given me a boner.
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
Hey, I got a voice separated at birth between Bob Carmack and Chris Farley's character who's on a Japanese game show saying, I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
I'm declaring I'm on Team Duggan just because Carmack sounds like the guy from I don't take orders from no women.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Audio separated at birth and Bob Carmack guy and the guy from the... Okay, all right. All right, we got a trace on it. Drop.
Stay on the line. Just stay on. Okay, good. Yeah, okay, I got a trace on it.
Yes, this message is for Maz.
Oh, I love that smell.
Anyway, I gotta go. I had to go before you did.
See ya. See ya. See ya. See ya. See ya. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. All over the place. You know, the guy complaining about, is he referring to the Bezos conversations, possibly?
Which one, the short one?
Well, yeah, we've
I don't know.
Ripped Bezos, but you know, there's a problem. Like Bezos
wears lifts.
Bezos, you know he thinks he's hot. So you tear into a guy like that, and are you really ragging? No, I'm not ragging every guy that's Bezos' height. It's just that Bezos thinks he's hot. So I know how you feel, because honestly, when I went to my class reunion, and I don't know why people do this, but they go, "Hey, you lost a lot of your hair." And it's like, "Oh, I had no idea, really?" I mean, you want to go,
brutal.
"Hey, you packed on about 40 pounds, you slob." I don't know why. I mean, I understand what he's saying.
I'm sorry. I felt really bad.
I'm not really sure what he was referring to exactly.
I don't either. I'm sure he'll tell us.
Oh, maybe we'll. He and the Blue Oyster Cult guy. The Blue Oyster Cult guy cracks me up because we've talked about this. It for some reason, it never dawned on me for a long time. And then one day I was thinking, I was like, wow, there are people who Queensryche is their favorite band.
Yeah.
Or Billy Squire is their favorite band. And it seems strange to me. Wait, out of all the people out there, and they really? But loves BOC. I love Elvis Costello. A lot of people don't even know who he is. So
there's so going to be a call about Queensryche now.
It's okay. Yeah.
I have favorite bands from different parts of my life, though.
I do, too.
And they evolve through time.
Well, I have favorite R&B acts. I have favorite punk bands. Right. I have favorite new wave bands. Is this Silent Lucidity?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Hey, Queensryche is okay. I'm not knocking Queensryche.
Big Queensryche fan?
People love Whitesnake. People love Great White. Got in a conversation about...
This is a good song. Silent Lucidity. No?
Sure.
It's okay. I think Queensryche's good. But I was not a black t-shirt rock and roll person. I don't mean that completely, because I love AC/DC. That's black t-shirt rock. Sure. Beavis and Butthead rock. Metallica's great. But I really did like a lot of that artsy stuff that doesn't get played here. Yeah. I love Bowie. Right. Bowie.
Pussy.
I love Bowie. I love U2. I love R.E.M.
Pussy.
And I love Talking Heads. I love The Police. And
yeah, pussy.
And those bands just don't cut it here.
Yeah, I know.
Pussy.
It is weird.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
And the Beatles are not a boy band.
Yeah, they are.
We're never a boy band.
The original boy band. That's cool.
No, they had screaming women at their concerts. Yeah. That's one of the reasons they stopped touring.
Yeah, but that led...
I saw her standing there, and compare that to Boys to Men. Or NSYNC.
It's a progression,
really?
Though. It
they
led to
music. They wrote
it led to
songs.
Donny Osmond, which led to Leif Garrett, which led to New
there
Kids
were,
on the Block, which led to
bands.
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
One Direction.
Okay, here we are today.
Give me the corollary of A Day in the Life, NSYNC's version of A Day in the Life.
Harry Styles is the 2019
it's bye,
version
bye.
Of Paul McCartney.
Give me a tough one next time.
Harry Styles, the Beatles played their own instruments. They played from
Harry
the
Styles
day they
played guitar with Harry, Stevie Nicks.
I saw him play guitar,
rocks.
But
Harry
yeah,
Styles
also,
is John Lennon.
No Beatle ever stood on stage with four men singing five part harmony with no instruments in their hands. Never happened. Never will.
Oh, there's got to be a video of it.
No, there's not.
No,
no way. No, never happened.
Nah. Well, maybe they played with instruments. One Direction.
I don't believe so. I don't know. Can we see a One Direction video, please?
Oh, they're all over the place, yeah.
I think any band whose entire focus is dancing first and singing second.
Thank you.
Can't be compared to
this new Beatles track.
You're insecure.
Is that Paul?
Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
You couldn't see them singing this?
That's New Direction? No.
One Direction, yeah.
New Direction.
They're not singing in harmony together yet.
Where's NSYNC's Rubber Soul? Where's NSYNC's Revolver? Where's their Sgt. Pepper's?
Hey, don't they have the record for the most sales of one album?
Who?
Doesn't NSYNC still hold that?
Most, no,
most sales on one week. in the opening week?
Yeah, but I think they had it at one time.
Yeah.
Does that mean it is more popular than, because no, the record buying public is different from the Beatles to NSYNC?
I don't even like participating parents in this conversation.
They were the
like
first band that made women swoon and made girls swoon.
No, they weren't. There were Bobby Soxers in the 40s, Frank Sinatra. They used to hire girls to faint at his shows.
Well, then he's a boy band, too. But he was a band. He, was, he doesn't have a
but
band.
He was a singer. He didn't write his own songs. He didn't play an instrument. It's a ridiculous argument.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Twitter poll?
Huh? Twitter poll? Poll?
What versus
no,
what?
No, no.
Are the
Twitter
Beatles
poll.
A boy
I'm
band?
Not, no, I'm not having people just vote yes because they just want to rag on me.
No.
Twitter poll. Not on my Twitter.
People, vote honestly.
No, they will not vote honestly. There's going to be no Twitter poll because it's not even worthy of a poll. There's no, the 1%, if there's even 1%, they're wrong. They're not a boy band. They wrote their own songs. They were groundbreaking. They were not another pussy boy band.
Wikipedia, which, you know, great source. On the entry for boy band, they have the Beatles on here.
So oh, for God's sake.
I'm just saying. And the Jackson 5, that's a boy band.
Jackson 5, oh, come on. The Jackson 5 and the Beatles, we're comparing, okay, let's see. If Michael
Menudo.
Jackson is John Lennon, then what, Tito is Paul McCartney, and Randy Jackson
right.
is George Harrison?
Sounds about yeah. right.
Okay.
Which one is Ringo? Because none of them played drums, right? They didn't play
instruments. Yeah, they had a drummer. The J5 had a
drummer.
Really? I don't know.
Was
you
it
know?
One of the J?
They actually acted as if. They played the instruments at one time. There was an as-if period.
The earliest forerunner of boy band music began in the late 19th century as a cappella barbershop quartets. Let me jump forward a little bit. Although generally described as a rock band, the highest-selling band in history, the Beatles are considered by a number of journalists the first or the original boy band before anyone had thought of the term. The Liverpool quartet known as the Beatles were not only the quintessential rock band, but many considered John, Paul, George, and Ringo to be the original boy band, especially in the early 1960s when young girls would scream at the top of their lungs and pass out upon first sight of the Fab Four.
Well,
from the
they did that
Report.
For Elvis Presley, too.
They inspired the Monkees.
Didn't
the
Dave
Monkees
Clark
and the
Five?
Beatles, I'm not comparing the Monkees and the Beatles. The Monkees were a TV band. They weren't. Two of them weren't even musicians when they formed. This is a ridiculous conversation. I'm not participating in it.
Do you want me to Dave edit Wikipedia and take that whole thing out?
I don't care what Wikipedia says. It doesn't mean anything. What? Boy bands. Okay, if the definition of boy bands is do people scream at their shows? Yeah, people scream, but female sexuality was being born around that time too, Trudy.
Thanks
yeah,
to them.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
And same thing with Elvis. People screamed at Elvis. It wasn't just that Elvis was an insipid, you know, tiger beat act. It was that a lot of women were finding their sexuality around that time.
Especially
that. It was, I mean, honestly.
Pelvic thrust that was banned on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But didn't Dave Clark Five and Herman's Hermits also similarly have a group of females that would scream
so did the Rolling
during
Stones.
Their shows? And
watch the documentary the on I think it's something Charlie on the Rolling Stones, and you'll see women screaming at their shows in Paris in 1965.
I heard Herman's Hermits so.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
This is the quintessential wedding song because you can fill in the, you can change Mrs. Brown for Mrs. Anybody. And people used to do that.
Ridiculous.
I know. Did anybody happen to see the final March Madness bracket for, let's see, is it, how did they call it? Hottest TV character, I think they called it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hottest TV character. And the number one seeds, it's on... Is it on Barstool or Bro Bible? I think it's on Barstool.
Barstool.
Yeah. The number one seeds, by the way, were Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, so all time.
Pumpkinhead, Tiffany Amethyst.
Beverly Amethyst.
Beverly Amethyst from 90210. CJ Parker, Pam Anderson from Baywatch.
Yeah.
Sloan McCuick, who was, wait.
Oh, Sloan? Is that from?
Yeah, that's from Entourage.
No.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Okay.
It's the girl from Entourage. It was.
Why am I? She's in The Passage now.
She's hot.
Wait, Sloan from Entourage. Isn't that the girlfriend
of
Eric?
Of E, yeah, huh?
Her name is Emmanuel Treek.
Emmanuel Sharik.
I'm using the character name.
Yeah.
And Rachel Green, Jennifer Aniston was the other number one seed.
Meh.
Huh. The number two seeds were Lila Garrity, Minka Kelly.
Nice.
Nice. On Friday Night Lights. Yeah. Sofia Vergara, Gloria Pritchett.
Yeah.
Solid. Daniel Fishel from Boy Meets World.
Yeah. I mean, she was young when she was on
that Topanga Lawrence.
Show. Topanga, yes.
And then Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
How could she not win?
Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Targaryen. Did you happen to see her? Those pictures of her today from when she had
Emilia Clarke,
aneurysm?
Yes, I did.
What? No.
She
lost a half a point in hotness.
What?
Just because those pictures came out.
And that's when I masturbated to Game of Thrones.
I thought she looked, though, more vulnerable because she was having an aneurysm in the hospital, but still beautiful.
She didn't look as good as she usually looks. But
in the Daily Mail here.
Yeah. That's insane, though. She has one of these.
Aw,
and goes in, they fix it, and then she comes out. And then she has another.
I think she still looks good.
Does anyone think that, is there anyone missing here? There was one person, and I looked through the whole bracket. I'm not sure if she's in there anywhere. Is there anyone you're going, wait, isn't this one, shouldn't she be a one or two seed? Because one person just leaped out at me.
Boy, this is tough. Jennifer Love Hewitt from Party of Five.
Yeah, I would think she would be a high seed.
Is that the one?
She's got to be in there. No. Seems something pretty well known, pretty famous show.
Seinfeld, Friends.
Elaine's probably in there, I would think.
Elaine should be in there somewhere.
No, I was thinking of Pam from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a little bit next door-ish.
She's not
on
there? Because I saw other people from The Office on there.
Wait, who else from The Office?
Well, I would think
there?
Pam would be a high seed.
Meredith.
This is Karen. Karen Filippelli?
Oh, right. Rashida Jones.
Oh, yeah.
She's up against...
She's hotter than her, than Pam.
Tiffany Malloy from Nikki Cox from Unhappily Ever After. Oh, and when Nikki Cox was...
Wow.
When she was on that show, she was so hot, and now not so much.
Oh, Amy Adams was on there, too.
Like Amy
Adams. Briefly. It was a small arc.
So...
What was Amy Adams on?
She was on The Office for a couple of episodes.
She was?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
So do they have they done the voting? Like, do we know where it's at now?
Can you look at the bracket, Brandon? I think they're in the final four.
They are?
Yeah, I think, like...
Who is it down
to? I thought they had the bracket all filled in. Let me get my phone.
It's down to Emmanuel Shrieky?
Oh, she's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
Sloan?
Yeah. Oh, for some reason... I can't find the most updated.
Oh, there it is. Wait. Isn't that it right there? But they're just
it's
into the Sweet 16.
9 days ago. So there's
going to really?
Yeah. Here's the Elite Eight. Here's the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight, it looks like it came down to Kelly Kapowski. Oh, yeah. Versus.
I like
Anderson,
her, but isn't she a little
Baywatch.
Overrated? Beverly
Amethesis. I like Amethesis.
Yeah, but I just mean a little overrated.
Sloan versus Alexandra Daddario.
How do you beat Alexandra Daddario?
Ooh.
I love Minka Kelly.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her in my cheerleading squad.
I'd like to get you on the yoga mat.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Keith Hernandez.
I was trying to think, would I have ever answered that question that way? Is that possible? I could have been that
anything's
sappy?
Possible with guys.
You know what, guys.
You know the subject with guys and yoga mats.
What's the final four? We don't know. I'm
Brandon,
sorry.
There's a final four.
What guy?
There's a final four?
I see the. Here it is. The final four. Here it is. I had to click through a whole bunch of different bullshit.
Was Alicia Silverstone on there?
Oh, that's a good one. She's not a TV character.
No, she's not
a TV character.
All
right. So it looks like
it's in the bracket, isn't it?
I'm looking at it. I can barely see it. It's so small.
Open that. Kelly Kapowski.
All right. Kelly Kapowski versus Blake Lively from Gossip Girl.
Wow, a seven seed.
Oh, Blake Lively with an upset.
She upset Pam Anderson. Who's the two? Oh, she upset Topanga. That's not too big of a surprise, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hey, why isn't Kristen Bell in there?
That's a good point.
Ooh.
She should be.
Everything else besides Blake Lively is chalk. So Sloan and Rachel from Friends are.
It's been chalk almost the whole way, too. Aunt Becky, the 11th seed, made it to the Elite Eight.
Whoa.
Or not the Elite,
Sweet
16.
She had so much attention the last few days, last week.
She had to pull two upsets, though.
Yeah,
she beat
Buffy.
Is Pam not in there? Where's Pam?
I don't see her.
I didn't see her either.
Eva Longoria was in there.
Yeah, I would think she would have done well.
I'm sorry, I don't see her.
I'm kind of sorry he's so sour grapes about this.
I am sour grapes about this.
Who's
Isn't
that?
Pam hot? Am I crazy?
Oh, Pam is.
She's
very hot.
Major hot. Actually, you know what? I think in The Office, she was less hot than she was in some of her other roles. Like, she played, she was kind of a more of a sassy chick in,
yeah,
in a couple movies. I remember Mike Clark and I were stunningly excited about one scene she had.
She was in Walk Hard. Did you think she was hot in Walk Hard?
Yeah. I don't think if that was the movie. Dewey Cox. I think she was pretty hot in that movie. Absolutely. She's always hot. She's Pam. But she was a little more...
she had to she was very downplay
girl,
it.
She was girl next door-ish.
Yeah, they had to downplay it. Whoa.
Lou Simon in court today.
Yeah. She's looking good.
Yeah.
That's quite a transition from the boner-inducing hottest TV characters.
Well, she didn't make the, she didn't make the Sweet 64. She didn't make the March Madness. Well, because she's not on a TV show. That's why.
I mean, you got to believe this is going to go to court, right? Isn't this to determine whether it's going to go to trial?
Honestly, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure this is the hearing. She's facing two misdemeanor counts and two felony counts of lying to
I would hate to be Lou Simon because I think there's such a, you know, someone has to pay
vengeance
for this.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of people who just want a scalp. And Lou Simon did a pretty half-assed job, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And it really seemed like she knew about the complaint in 2014, yeah, which is what it stems from.
I don't know. You know, these things are really hard for me. I don't always know who to blame. There's always a lot of people. It's such a difficult thing. You look at these police, you know, the that police, I forgot which police force it was, but they released their report on, yeah, we blew it with Larry Nassar. We had him.
Ingham County.
He talked us out of it. He convinced us, and we should have spent money, or we should have gone to a larger county and said, we need help. We should have consulted some experts on this topic because he talked us out of this. And you know what? There were parents that didn't believe their kids. So, you know, it's hard for me to understand why necessarily you can blame the police if the parents didn't believe it. I mean, you would think they would believe their kid immediately.
Well, regarding Lou Simon, I think there's emails with the Title IX compliance officer discussing it, and then she's interviewed by the police afterwards and says she doesn't know. Mm. I mean, that's the crux of this felony charge.
Well, I would assume she would just plea somehow. This thing going to court this thing is just so brutal and awful and nasty, and every step of the way, it's just been a horror show. So, I wanted to mention
there was a breaking news at the beginning of 5 o'clock. Did you see what it was? I think it was involving.
Was it the Red Shovel Network breaking news alert that they played?
I think that's what they were doing.
They are using that in media now, which is great.
I think it was involving Duggan.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it was of interest, but I didn't see the whole story, so I'm rolling the dice here. I think he's being investigated by another.
Oh.
Wow, geez, how does he get anything done?
I don't know how people do this with that hanging over their head. I really don't.
Coming from the Detroit office of the Inspector General.
For the latest, let's get right to Mara McDonald. She is live downtown at City Hall. Mara.
No hat.
No hat, Mara, wow.
Karen, this all breaking in the last 20 minutes, and let me bring you up to speed. The nonprofit that we're talking about here is called Make Your Date. It is devoted to stopping premature births in the city of Detroit, as well as benefiting infant wellness. The question, which has been shopped to a variety of media outlets, is this. Did Mayor Mike Duggan's close personal ties with Dr. Sonia Hassan, the doctor in charge of Make Your Date, garner her financial, you know, monies for her as well as grant monies for the program? Now, documentation that we have seen suggests no money went to Hassan personally, but rather to Wayne State, which is spearheading this nonprofit. Now, the Office of Inspector General late this afternoon says it is going to get down to the bottom of this and answer two key questions. Is there an ethics problem here, and did Dr. Hassan benefit financially? Now, the mayor's chief of staff releasing a statement late this afternoon, which in part reads, let me get this to you right now. An unbiased, thorough review of the facts will demonstrate that the central claims and unsubstantiated suggestions made by the Detroit Free Press are completely false. The city's efforts entirely supported Wayne State University and its Make Your Date program. No city funds were ever provided to Make Your Date nonprofit, and no private money was ever raised for it. Also late this afternoon, we just got a release from Wayne State University, saying it also welcomes this audit, wants to get to the bottom of everything, maintains that there is no impropriety here. And Devin Kieran, I don't think it's a big secret that Duggan has had a big push to try and reduce infant mortality rates in the city of Detroit. It's one of his major pushes here. Make Your Date is only one of the programs that he has, you know, pushed for. Vendors in the city of Detroit will tell you that they are consistently asked whether they would consider supporting the March of Dimes as well. So now an investigation into his ties to this nonprofit, the doctor with this nonprofit.
Serious issue, Shell thought. Yes. No wonder she wears a hat. Her hair is all over the place, and it really seemed to bother her.
She has a couple tendrils blowing into her eye.
I assume she had a hat on, the wind just blew it off before they went live.
Yep. Of course, she did.
There's some B-roll of her chasing a hat.
I want to know something.
Across the parking lot.
The story that the Free Press put out when Carmack polluted opening day with his banners, or whatever he did, they implied that the city doesn't get behind charities.
Yeah.
They really did. And since then, I've heard that that's not true at all. And so, I'm going, so who did the story for the Free Press? Is that just fake news? What, somebody didn't like the idea that the city does? Or somebody thinks that... Well, let's just say they don't. Or did they just do a bad job? What the fuck happened?
I'm from the Free Press. What's up my butt?
But there are other...
I got to tell you, that is pathetic journalism, if that's the case. If that story was wrong, because there was no reason... That story did not have to be rushed out. It came out, what, 4 hours after the banners?
Yeah.
5 hours after the banners? They couldn't find out in all that time. And if they couldn't find out, well, then they should have waited and found out.
So
because that's a crazy thing to get wrong. And I'm wondering, I don't even know who's telling the truth.
Now, they have an updated story because of the Inspector General probe. And in it, they say that, you know, the Free Press examined the operations and funding for several months. So it isn't a fly-by-night article, which leads you to wonder, why would they leave that out if the city's providing them with, hey, look at all these charities that we help with. This isn't that unique of a situation. The other thing, the question we had right away was, how much did she get paid from this charity?
No one ever said. I've not heard that she was paid 1 cent yet.
We heard from someone, and Channel 4 just mentioned it here, that she didn't get a dime. Like, that's pretty well known.
Well,
if you're looking into the story, she did not get a dime.
She didn't get a dime, and the point of the charity is to have people give birth to children at the appropriate time of their pregnancy, then... This is really a lot of hullabaloo about nothing. But I think the facts are in dispute. And if this woman didn't make any money, if this was a legitimate charity, maybe it's favored because he knows this person. If it's still doing good work, then
they've still raised $1.5 million for him.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a beatdown. But I'd like to know, do they really not do this typically? Or is this something perfectly normal and she didn't profit from it? Then... Jesus, get off his ass. I mean, there's other things to be on his ass for.
Yeah, plenty.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that...
Well, but if it turns out that way, it only makes it look like everything else is a witch hunt or, you know...
It does. You're absolutely right. When people start getting pounded from 20 different angles just because people want to pound on them, then yeah, they point to the ones where this is wrong, so it's all wrong. And it just gets... People get very confused. The guy that was talking about the 28 years for Kwame Kilpatrick and Elizabeth Holmes, she should be put away for a long time. She stole, she didn't steal. She misspent $700 million.
Yes.
On a fake idea. And she was told many, 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 many times that this doesn't work. And she just kept saying, fuck you, make it work. And it seems to me there's a misrepresentation. The fact that Walgreens ever did this is mind-boggling to me. I mean, real people gave their real blood for this machine that didn't work, and they lied about it. I mean, they misrepresented it to Walgreens. They misrepresented it to the public. And I don't know. I would be so pissed if she doesn't get a pretty tidy sentence. And something tells me she won't. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, perpetrating the fraud against people's health integrity.
Exactly. It's a huge crime.
Including the part where they did all these tests to see whether or not there was syphilis.
What's going on out there? Jeez.
I mean, that's a highly infectious disease, sexually transmitted disease. So if there are, there are people who may have, you know, should have been flagged and weren't because they felt...
I'm trying to figure out
vindicated
how,
by this test, then they went out and spread it all over the place.
I can't figure out, honestly, it's sort of like the unemployment program that was purchased for $47 million didn't work, and I keep wanting to pick, where's the person that bought this program? Where's the person that sold it? I want them both. I want to see their pictures on the paper, and I want to know why no one got the money back or sued the company or whatever. This is a complete clusterfuck, and all the company says is, we just made the program. We didn't say it would work. We have a responsibility. We just made the program. Fuck.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Who's the dope that bought a program that where no promises and no backup were made? They just said, hey, here's a program. Wanted $47 million. We don't know if it'll do shit. Who bought that program?
Yeah, but
and who sold it that way? Did that really happen?
You know, it's funny.
Because you engage in something with the expectation that it does work.
Yeah, for $47 million, I would think so. I think the state deserves its money back. But...
You asked that question
How did Walgreens not vet this thing properly? This is people's livelihoods, their health at stake. This is a huge fucking crime.
Because she was smart and had all those influential people on her board.
Exactly. And shame on all the people that kissed her ass that had no idea what the fuck was going on. I mean, it's amazing. It was just such a nice... Oh, it's a 19-year-old, and she thinks it's a human right to have all your medical history. Isn't that great?
Including fuck George Schultz, who's like 98.
I don't even believe his own grandson.
I know. Isn't it amazing? She's a big Chican woman. She just conned some 27-year-old heir into marrying her.
His family is pissed.
They should be pissed.
Those quotes in the New York Post article are hilarious.
Well, how stupid. You want to hit the outro,
what's
Brandon?
With him.
What is wrong with that? You know, I look at
she
stuff like that.
She must be like a sexual dynamo.
I don't care. I wouldn't want her to be a sexual dynamo anywhere where I'm in the room.
Yeah.
She's gross.
Those eyes, those big veiny eyes.
I know, and they never
yours.
Oh, I think I found a picture of the person, Drew.
The person that sold the...
The former head of the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency.
Oh, the former head. Really?
Yeah. Doesn't Sharon Moffitt Massey sound familiar?
I don't know.
Huh.
Did she buy it?
Yeah. Chief of Michigan Unemployment Agency out amid false fraud allegations.
Ooh.
She was in charge from 2014 to 2017. So that'd be her.
Okay.
Let's see her picture. There's the person. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Isn't it as a taxpayer? Don't we have a right to know how this transaction worked?
Yeah.
Who else signed off on it? And who sold it? And why aren't they being held to any standard whatsoever? I haven't heard one word about the state getting its money back, not to mention making these people whole. And then the state just says, oh, you didn't file in time. Fuck you. Nice state. Nice government. That's great.
Yeah,
the poorest people, by the way, who are earning are getting unemployment, and they fuck them over?
Guess what? She wasn't even fired. She was reassigned.
Oh, my God. Really? What's she in charge of now so we can...
Let's see. Hang on. I'm running out of time.
Well, we'll look into it.
Yeah.
Good job, Moffitt.
Don't forget No Filter Sports with Eli and Company. Got a new show on... Michigan State, Final Four history, so on. Tigers. Amen.
See ya.
You there?
But Mike wants to say something.
But Mike says, if I also get two tickets to David Bowie.
Nobody gets tickets because of you.
What? But Mike, thank you. Dirty, dirty son of a bitch.
Fuck you! Get the fuck away from me!
But Mike just says, I just want to see if it's possible that you could pierce my eardrum.
What?
And cause an inner ear hemorrhage. I just want to see if it's possible.
And I will!
But Mike's saying,
I can't hear you.
What?
You can't just speak up, bitch.
I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt. and that greenness today. That's provocative.
Butt Mike agrees with you completely.
What a dumbass.
What? Fucking listen to me. You have one more chance. You should just fucking smile and blow me. Because I deserve it.
Butt Mike said, looks like Drew better open wide.
No! I need a woman.
Shut up. Oh, shh. Butt Mike just said, don't talk on top of me.
Bullshit. You need a fucking brain transplant.
Butt Mike said, see you later, thumb dick.
Bitch, cunt, whore, gold digger.
Pencil dick.
Pain in the ass. Suck my